9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. From misdemeanors, dreamer, held back. Sad Loki still a dear. And I still shake a bull squat. Praying for my broke. Got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Husky. Acid addict Rossi. Avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down Parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a night.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
We welcome you back to Riders Field in beautiful Frisco, Texas. The Rough Riders, it's win or go home in game two of this Texas League South Division Series. The Midland Rockhounds on the other side, the Oakland Athletics AA affiliate, prevailed victorious in Game 1 back in Midland, Texas, a couple of nights ago. A 2-0 final score in which Winston Santos took home the loss after his best outing as a Frisco Rough Rider. He went six innings, allowing just one earned run, striking out 12, but the Rough Riders' offense wasn't able to manufacture anything at the plate. They look to change that here tonight. alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, Luke Maley with you here on the pregame show. The Midland Rockhounds and the Frisco Rough Riders both had the exact same record in the regular season at 84-54. Midland leading this series 1-0. Now a game up on the Rough Riders overall on the season. And the Rough Riders just trying to force a game three of this series, a decider that would be tomorrow night. The Rough Riders have their work cut out for them here on the mound. It's Jack Perkins, the right-hander, the number 18 prospect in the Oakland Athletics organization, is 4-1 with a 2.96 ERA on the year. That comes in 17 total outings. 15 of those have been starts. He's allowed 25 earned runs in 76 innings of work, striking out an even 100 and walking 35. The 24-year-old originally from Indiana was selected back in 2022 by the A's in the fifth round out of Indiana. He attacks with a fastball, curveball, cutter, and changeup. And the Rough Riders have seen their fair share of him on the mound. They've matched up with him twice. Midland is 1-1, and Perkins starts against the Rough Riders. And his first start, it was some struggles. He went just 2 1/3 innings, allowing 4 earned runs on 5 hits and a walk. And he's overall 0-1 against the Rough Riders. But he has been one of the best pitchers, if not the best pitcher, as of late in the Texas League. He's poured in 13 1/3 consecutive scoreless innings. And over his last three starts, he is 3-0 with an 0.45 ERA. That's 20 innings of work, allowing just 1 earned run, 6 walks, and 23 strikeouts. The Rough Riders, in their 2 looks at him this year, have picked up quite a few hits. 11 hits in 7 1/3 innings of work against the right-hander. All of them have been singles. The Rough Riders look to break out offensively after a tremendous end to the regular season in Amarillo. They were blanked in Game 1 of this best of three series to decide who represents the Texas League South in the championship bout. On the other side, it's the left-hander Cole Drake going for the Rough Riders, the 6'5", 220-pound number 21 prospect, has been excellent. The 24-year-old, originally from Orem, Utah, but moved to Sachse, Texas at a young age, so he's certain to have friends and family here in attendance tonight to watch him try to keep the Rough Riders season alive. He's been excellent on the year, 2-1 with a 3.10 ERA across 5 outings. But his last 4 ever since his full-time promotion to the AA level have been excellent. He gave up some runs early in his AA career, coming up for a spot start back in April. But ever since, the Rough Riders are 3-1 in his starts, and he's posted a 1.42 ERA and a 2-0 record ever since joining the Rough Riders full-time. He has been excellent, attacking with a fastball, cutter, curveball, and changeup. He's given up just 11 hits in 20 1/3 innings of work, and totaling 7 earned runs on 11 walks and 20 strikeouts. And we mentioned that start back in April. That was 6 walks of those 11 that he gave up. He really hasn't struggled walking batters. So it's Cole Drake, the left-hander, trying to keep the Riders' season alive here in Game 2 of the Texas League South Division Series. On the other side, it's the number 18 prospect in Jack Perkins. We're going to step aside here on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you part 2 of our 2-part interview with Rough Riders third baseman Cody Freeman.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company out, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the Riders pregame show here on the Riders Baseball Network. Back on Tuesday, prior to game one of this best of three series between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. You got part one of our two-part interview with Rough Riders third baseman, Cody Freeman. Let's dive into part two of that interview right now. As you guys go into the postseason, do you feel like there's any sort of a switch in the identity? I know you're likely thinking it's going to stay the same, but, you know, when it comes to base running, when it comes to certain little things, you know, obviously from a managerial standpoint, there's going to be some different things that go on from the player standpoint. Are there any changes?
There's not really much changes. There is obviously one change. If you lose a couple games, you go home, and motivates us as human beings to just play extra harder and just know that we don't want to go home and we want to win every single game in the playoffs. We want to win a championship. But no, not really. Locker room stays the same. All the vibes stay the same. But, you know, when it comes to situations in the playoffs, like when you need a bunt, you got to get the bunt down. When you need a stolen base, you got to steal the base. And but overall, it's the same game, nine innings of fun.
Chatting with Cody Freeman here on the Riders pregame show. We're getting set for game two of this series back home at Riders Field. What does it mean to be playing here in front of your fans after, you know, a tough one in game one?
It's awesome. It's credit to them too for coming out all year long and getting to experience more baseball postseason and hopefully win a championship right in front of them.
Love it. You mentioned in part one of this interview that defensively, you know, you guys are sound as a group. You take care of the baseball. You are the only player that has started at 100 games at either second, shortstop, or third that's committed four or less errors in minor league baseball. Talk to me about your season. I know we came in thinking Cody Freeman was going to be behind the plate a little bit. You've been a staple at third base, and you've done it really, really well. Talk to me about that transition for you.
That's pretty cool hearing. But, yeah, thank you. No, it's just one of those things where wherever they need me, I'm gonna work my tail off. And I made that transition to become a catcher a couple years ago, put my nose down and grinded, and always had that infield in the back of my pocket. And now it's kind of reversed. Now I got the infield. Now I always got the catcher in my pocket. That just, you know, teams look for guys that can play multiple positions, and hopefully that helps me in the end. And just whatever the team needs me to do, I'll do.
What do you feel like the key to this series is when it comes to punching a ticket to the Texas League Championship? I know you guys would be excited for that moment, but what do you feel like you guys have to do right in order to reach your goals?
We just have to, again, defensively take care of the baseball. Pitchers just need to throw strikes and challenge these hitters. And us hitters, we need to be smart and do some situational hitting throughout the playoffs.
Love it. Cody, You look back on that first half, obviously a tremendous year. What would it mean to celebrate with this group of guys one more time?
It'd mean the world. We're a family in here, and, you know, getting times like that, or times you're going to tell your grandchildren, your children, and so on. And it's something that we're all going to look forward to, but we got to take one game at a time.
Do we have any family here supporting? I know last time the Rockhounds came to Frisco, we had a little family drama. Not really, but mom and sister came out. Obviously, your brother-in-law, Shane, is on the other side of the lines. Is anybody here supporting?
Not here, but they'll be in Frisco. It's just looking forward to seeing them. And, you know, we sent a group chat out the night before our first game, and we're doing some family smack talking. But at the end of the day, you know, it's between the lines, we're enemies, but outside, obviously, we're family. But it's time to kick some Rockhound butt.
Love it. That's Cody Freeman here on the pregame show. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll get you those starting lineups.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back high atop Riders Field, we mentioned the starters here tonight. Jack Perkins on the hill. Let's meet the Rough Riders lineup that will face Perkins on the hill. The Riders managed by Carlos Cardoza. It's Alejandro Osuna, the center fielder, leading things off, followed by the second baseman, Maximo Acosta. Josh Hatcher roams in right field. He bats third. In the cleanup spot is the third baseman, Cody Freeman. Abimelech Ortiz, the first baseman, bats fifth, followed by Sebastian Walcott, the 18-year-old and top Rangers prospect,
serves as the designated hitter tonight. Cooper Johnson does the catching and will bat seventh. Aaron Zavala in the eighth spot out in left field making his series debut. Kaber Rodriguez will work at shortstop and round things out for the Rough Riders. Again for Frisco, it is Osuna, Acosta, Hatcher, Freeman, Ortiz, Walcott, Johnson, Zavala, and Rodriguez. We're going to step aside for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll get you the rest of those starting lineups. And Zach Bigley will take us the first pitch on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
It began back in April.
It's time for Season 21, Game 1 of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
138 games later, it's all down to this.
The 2024 Frisco Rough Riders are the best team by winning percentage ever in Texas Rangers AA affiliate history.
I'm just very happy for this group, staff, and players because I think they're so deserving of a playoff run.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Torres at the wall. And a hair!
Forget about it. First double-A homer for Sebastian Walcott.
Got him looking on the outside corner.
Dives and he made the grab.
An electric night. And it ends in a walk-off.
To the wall. Gone!
Josh Hatcher gives the Riders the lead. A go-ahead homer in the top of the ninth inning.
Swing and a miss, blew the heater by him.
Ortiz scores. Freeman getting the wave home. We are tied in the ninth inning. There's a fly ball deep down the left field line. Vukovic to the corner. Good night!
The Riders have been there before and know what it takes to be the last team standing.
The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
It's the 2024 Texas League postseason, and it starts now.
Oh, baby! Oh, my goodness! Oh, baby, what a night!
For Game 2 of the Texas League South Division Series, we go live to Frisco, Texas. Alongside Luke Maley, here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
The Rough Riders return home for Game 2 of the Texas League South Division Series. It's win or go home today for the Frisco Rough Riders. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Frisco, Texas, and into Riders Field. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you as today the Rough Riders have a chance to complete an opportunity, at least, for the series to continue and for their season to continue. As Frisco fell 2-0 in the opener of the series on Tuesday in Midland, they were just two hit. And even though Winston Santos had a wonderful start, he struck out 12. The Riders could not get the offense going. So as Cole Drake gets going up on the mound, ready to start his game, let's take a look at the starting lineup that he will face for the Midland Rockhounds, Luke.
Yeah, that game one was a tremendous one. We hope for some of the same of the Rough Riders to be on the right side of it here tonight. And you mentioned Cole Drake, the number 21 prospect. The left-hander faces the lineup for the Rockhounds. It's the center fielder, Denzel Clark, leading things off. Brandon Malone, the designated hitter, bats second. Daniel Susak does the catching for Midland and bats third. Will Simpson, the first baseman, in the cleanup spot in this order, followed by Jack Winkler, the second baseman, batting sixth. The third baseman, Jordan Groshans. Henry Bolte, the right fielder, bats seventh, followed by Jeremy Ironman in the eighth spot. He's the shortstop. Junior Perez rounds things out and will roam in left field again for Midland. It is Clark, Malone, Susak, Simpson, Winkler, Groshans, Bolte, Ironman, and Perez.
All right, we are ready for game two on this beautiful 92-degree night in Frisco, Texas, with the 24-year-old Cole Drake on the mound facing Midland for the first time in his career. The left-hander ready to go, and the first pitch of the ballgame on the way. Clark swings and fouls it straight back. It's 0-1. We are underway at 7:06 in the p.m. on this gorgeous day. 8-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field. 12-mile-an-hour gusts. A lot less windy than we saw in Midland on Tuesday. Drake the 0-1. A check swing on a pitch down and in. He went around. It's strike two. It's 0-2 here on Clark. Cole Drake standing 6'5", 220 pounds, a native of Orem, Utah, though grew up in Sachse, Texas, went to Wiley High School about 25 minutes away from here. Former 11th round pick by the Rangers back in 2022, and he wheels it home. Just down low and inside, missing with the curveball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Cole Drake goes fastball, cutter, curveball, and changeup. He's much better against right-handed batters than left-handed batters. The 1-2, fastball is high, and it's two balls and two strikes. And it's not something you normally say for a left-handed pitcher, but that changeup is so effective against righties. He is very good against right-handed batters. 2-2. Got him looking. Inside corner, 95. He strikes out Denzel Clark. One away, and here's Brendan Malone, and that's something we'll be seeing a lot of today. Cole Drake with that good fastball riding in on the right-handed batters, and it's an all-right-handed lineup today for these Rockhounds. Brendan Malone, as you might expect, another right-hander. First pitch, fastball, top shelf, strike one, it's 0-1 on the designated hitter, Malone.
This is great to see thus far for the left-hander. Cole Drake on the hill. He's working around the outside of the strike zone, dotting up right where Cooper Johnson, his catcher, wants it.
The 0-1 pitch. Just up and inside. It's one ball and one strike on Malone, who went 1-for-4 in the opener with a run scored. Malone, along with Jack Winkler, who we'll see later in this lineup, the only two Rockhounds to play in the 19 head-to-head games, including postseason, between these two. The 1-1 is flicked foul back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes. And right away, Cole Drake, another opportunity at a strikeout. We saw 12 strikeouts for Winston Santos on Tuesday and 15 total strikeouts by the Rough Riders. 1-2, changeup misses away, two balls and two strikes. And already a strikeout for Cole Drake tonight. Even though they struck out 15 times and just scored those two runs, they were enough for this Rockhounds lineup. Here's the 2-2. There's a pop-up on the infield right side. Ortiz at first base coming in at the cut of the grass. Angles to his right, makes the grab. Two up, two down in this top of the first inning, and Daniel Susak stands in now. It's the exact same lineup for the Midland Rockhounds that they bring out in game number two. Daniel Susak, one of the best at hitting left-handed pitching in this lineup. An 870 OPS during the regular year against lefties. The pitch, swing and a miss. Elevated fastball, it's 0-1. That's opposed to a 640 OPS against right-handed pitching. So a very good season for the top prospect, top five prospect in the A's organization. The offering is a swing and a miss and a nasty curveball down and in. Made him look foolish on that swing, and it's 0-2.
You always wonder for a guy like Cole Drake, you know, still fresh to this AA level. He's got friends and family here watching him close to home. Is this moment in the postseason too big for this guy? He has answered that question right away. He's ready to go.
He rocks in the 0-2. Fastball is high, and it's one ball and two strikes, and he's amped up, 95 on the gun. A draft pick out of Walter State Community College. 2 years ago, he peers over the top of his glove in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Another curveball from the left-hander. Two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 first inning. Bottom of the first inning coming up next. It's the Rockhounds nothing. The Riders to the plate after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom half of the first inning in Game 2 of this Texas League South Division Series. The Rough Riders trailing in the series 1-0, and they face off against Jack Perkins, the number 18 prospect in the A's organization, as he looks in at Alejandro Osuna and delivers in the first pitch. There's a foul directly back behind home, and it's 0-1. Jack Perkins, the right-hander, making his sixth career start against the Rough Riders. It's his third this season. 0-1. Swing and a foul back into Susak's glove, and it's 0-2. Perkins' nasty slider is really his calling card. Fastball, cutter, slider, and changeup, the four-pitch arsenal for the right-hander. He missed the beginning of this season with a right lat injury. And actually, his first game back was against the Riders, the 0-2. There's a fly ball lifted down the left field line. Perez racing after it, near foul ground, and it's out of play. Hey, nice catch by a fan down there. Basket style, two-handed.
Still 0-2. They've done it 100 times before. Didn't even flinch in the seat, just reached the hands out. And a nice snack.
It's not too shabby. So now Osuna is standing back in, still behind in the count, 0-2. He went 0-4 with a strikeout in the opener on Tuesday and has gone 0-3 with a strikeout head-to-head against Perkins this season. Offering home. He fouls it back, and it's still no balls and two strikes. Osuna, like a lot of Rough Riders, had a really tough time with Mason Barnett on Tuesday, who threw six shutout innings with seven strikeouts against Frisco. 0-2 on the way. That's down and in. One ball and two strikes on Osuna. And what the Rough Riders would love to do, what they've done so well all season long, is score early and score often, especially in the first inning. Perkins looks over the top of his glove and offers home. Hard ground ball foul down the right side. It's still one ball and two strikes. The Rough Riders in the first inning this season were the second best at scoring runs in the Texas League. Actually, they tied with Springfield with 88 runs in the first inning. And they had the best OPS in the first inning of any team in the Texas League this year. 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out with a high fastball in 97. Perkins strikes out Osuna. There's one away. That brings Max Acosta to the plate. And if it weren't for Max Acosta, the Rough Riders would have had an even worse night in Game 1 on Tuesday. Max Acosta went 2-for-4 with a triple. The rest of the Rough Riders' offense went 0-for-28 in that game on Tuesday.
Max Acosta has been seeing a beach ball at the plate. He's swinging it well right now. There's maybe nobody more confident at the dish than Max Acosta at the moment. We've seen that already to open this series, hopefully, for him. It's going to continue to roll tonight. Rough Riders get a win, push it to tomorrow.
That's certainly the goal. No score, bottom of the first, the pitch. That's low and outside of the dirt, one ball and no strikes. Texas League playoffs for the Rough Riders are sponsored by our friends at Baylor Scott and White Health, the Heart Hospital. We thank them for their support. Here's the windback by Perkins in the 1-0. There's a fly ball lifted down the right field line. Bolte, a long run in towards the line, and he's under it to put it away. Two up, two down for the Rough Riders in this first inning, and that brings Josh Hatcher to the plate. Jack Perkins a heck of a finish to the regular season for the right-hander. In his last four starts, he allowed one run over 27 innings, a 0.33 ERA. He struck out 31 in those 27 innings and had a 1.12 batting average against. First pitch. On the upper edge inside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. So the Rough Riders are trying to get to a guy who's been really hot on the mound and make it even more difficult. 24-year-old offers. Bounces down in the dirt, skips away from Susak, the catcher. It's 1-1. The Kokomo, Indiana native was a fifth-round pick back in 2022 by the A's. He's 24 years old, 6'1", 220 pounds. Stoutly built, he was an all-state running back in high school. This season, a 2.96 ERA in 17 games, 15 starts. 1-1. Now the way off the fist, back behind home, and Hatcher's behind in the count. One ball and two strikes. Josh Hatcher has had Jack Perkins' number this season. 4-for-4 against him in the regular year. The Riders had 11 hits against Perkins in his two starts head-to-head, all of them singles. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball. 98 on the gun. And Jack Perkins sits down the side in order with two strikeouts. We're underway, one inning in the Texas League South Division Series, Game 2. Top of the second next, scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. That's right.
Into the top of the second inning, the Rough Riders and Rockhounds no score. Game two of this Texas League South Division Series here at Riders Field. Happy to have you. Will Simpson, Jack Winkler, Jordan Groshans, the three due up in this second inning. And Luke, it was not a very good start to the second inning for the Riders on Tuesday when Will Simpson led off.
No, it was not. Luckily, Winston Santos was able to come back and attack right after giving up the homer.
First pitch is down and in, one ball and no strikes. Yep, it was a first pitch fastball that Will Simpson took deep in the second inning on Tuesday. He ended up going 2-for-4 in that game. The 1-0. That's up and in, and it's two balls and no strikes. The number 29 prospect of the A's organization, former University of Washington Husky, right-handed batter. Drake offers in the 2-0. Top of the zone, a strike, and it's 2-1. Drake, 14 pitches in that first inning with two strikeouts. Worked fastball, curveball very effectively. 2-1. Rides just inside with a heater, and it's three balls and one strike now. Had a great conversation with John Goebel before the game, Rough Riders pitching coach, about Cole Drake and his effectiveness, especially against right-handed batters. 3-1. There's a bouncing ball hit to third. One hop to Cody Freeman, and the defender of the year in the minors for the Rangers throws onto first and gets him one away. Jack Winkler bats now. What Goebel said was he is so effective against righties because of his fastball, curveball, and changeup combination. They're all three plus pitches. The fastball rides really well against right-handed batters and has a little bit of run to it that goes arm side, so it goes away from right-handed batters when it's up. First pitch to Winkler. And it's over the heart of the plate with a changeup for a strike, and it's 0-1. That changeup, though, is maybe his most effective pitch and maybe the best pitch by any Rough Riders pitcher right now. The 0-1, check swing and a high face fastball. He went around. Strike two, and it's 0-2. And so Cole's ability to pour in strikes, 0-2, just up and in, barely missing with a fastball, and it's 1-2. And getting swings and misses outside the zone with that curveball and changeup combination has been deadly. He readies here. And the 1-2 pitch on the way. Up and into Winkler, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Winkler had a terrible end of the season, hitting just 140 in his last 28 games, but has killed Rough Riders pitching this year, hitting 324 against him. 2-2. Down and in, 3-2. Still a dangerous hitter at the plate. Drake looks in. Payoff pitch. There's a pop-up right side of the infield. Acosta's under it at second base. He freezes, dances to his right, makes the play. Two up, two down. Good start for Cole Drake. 5 up, 5 down overall.
That's a really good pitch right there in a borderline count. You know, you don't want to lose the guy, but you can't leave something right over the heart of the plate. He attacked hard and away from the right-handed hitter, right on the outer edge. Likely called strike three if it's taken, but there's not much as a hitter you can do with that pitch.
First pitch to Groshans. There's a fly ball lifted into right field. Hit well, but Hatcher tracking back a couple steps is there to make the catch. Easy second inning for Cole Drake. 6 up, 6 down for the left-hander. We go bottom two. 0-0 our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills combined.
An OPS of over 1,700 that week in Amarillo. Perkins looks over a black glove in the 0-1 pitch. There's a breaking ball for a strike in the outside corner of the slider, and it's 0-2. So the Rough Rider is certainly wanting to see a little bit more from this offense against this very good pitching staff for Midland. I mean, not only is this staff very good, they're pitching really well going into the playoffs, which is, of course, what you want. 0-2 offering. Ortiz shoots it foul down the left side. It's still no balls and two strikes. Midland hasn't lost back-to-back games since August 16th and 17th at Tulsa. In the 25 games since the end of the regular season, they went 19-6. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Climbed the ladder with the high fastball. Ortiz strikes out. And there are two down. It's 4 Ks for Perkins, who's looking locked in to begin this game. And here's the home debut of Sebastian Walcott. The 18-year-old phenom and number one prospect in the Rangers organization, the youngest player ever and a Rangers AA affiliate. First pitch. Check swing just outside with a fastball. That was the cutter, actually, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Walcott, a fantastic year at High A Hickory, and including his last week in Frisco, 54 extra base hits this year. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss at a high heater, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. How good is that? innings, tied for 16th in all minor league baseball. Those 54 extra base hits. Phenomenal stuff from the 18-year-old. Native of Bahamas, the pitch. Swing and a miss, good slider outside. It's one ball and two strikes on the designated hitter. Went 0 for 2 with a walk and a strikeout on Tuesday. Walcott in the five games he played in Amarillo. Went 8 for 23. A 3.48 average with three doubles and a home run. Perkins the 1-2. Slider away. He takes off the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. Walcott just graduated high school 2 months ago and is now hitting here in the playoffs in Double A for the Rough Riders. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Fouled back. Still 2-2. He is far from in the bright lights, though, in terms of his head. He keeps things very cool, calm, has hit very well so far for Frisco. Trying to get something going here in the second. The 2-2. Just high. Missing with the heater. He's drawn it full with three balls and two strikes. Already a very impressive plate appearance for the youngster. Five up, five down so far for Perkins. He rocks in the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Slider low and away. He strikes out Walcott. He's whiffed the side and whiffed four in a row. Five Ks for Jack Perkins through two innings. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the third. Luke Maley on the mic. Nothing, nothing, a game on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bill she can't front, her
parents paid it. Still scoreless in the top of the third. It's Henry Bolte against Cole Drake, and Drake's first offering. Catches the inner edge with a fastball, and it's nothing in one. Henry Bolte grew up in the backyard of the O.co, 29 miles north of the stadium. A swing and a miss, and it's quickly nothing in two. He led all of California in his senior season of high school with 13 homers, and that's a large part of why the Oakland Athletics decided to select him out of high school with the second-round pick for the A's in 2022. Slots in as the number five prospect. Behind 0-2 in the pitch is fouled back off of Cooper Johnson and deflects to the backstop, and it remains no balls in two strikes. Power.
Yeah, he's such a big power threat, but a lot of swing and miss. And if you're in the Rockhounds, you'd love to see him run into one here.
0-2 on its way, and the pitch taken just beneath the zone.
During his time in high A and here in double A, we mentioned Walcott with all the extra base hits. Bolte at 55, which is tied for 10th in the minors.
1-2 from Drake. Taken downstairs again, that time with the changeup. Bolte if you include game one of this series. I struck out in 15 consecutive games. 2-2. Taken outside that time with the heater just a bit upstairs as well, and the count runs from 0-2 to 3-2. Drake peering in over his black glove, and the offering. Swing and a miss, got him to chase beneath the zone. There was the changeup, another strikeout. Number three for Cole Drake, and he has the initial out of the top of the third. A devastating pitch. Started it right at the base of that zone. Ended up about a baseball beneath the strike zone, and it induced the swing and a miss. And here's Jeremy Eierman, the Rockhound shortstop. And the first pitch from the left-hander just drifts outside, again with the changeup. So we've talked about a pitch that Drake really wants to go to against right-handed batters, and this is a lineup completely filled with righties. 1-0 on its way. Called a strike on the inner edge that time with the changeup at 83.
That's the thing about that changeup. He can throw it in, he can throw it out. Usually you see lefties throw the changeup away from the right-handed batters.
1-1. Popped up back our way, and we'll get out of play. Lands on top of us and rolls back down into the crowd. Drake back ahead, a ball and two strikes.
The changeup is so good, though, that he can throw it down and into righties, and it can be very effective. He doesn't throw many lefty-lefty changeups, but he won't have to today. No lefties, as you mentioned.
Left-hander rocks and fires, and the pitch dips beneath the zone. There's that changeup again, and really the only mistake you don't want to make is leaving it up in the zone. Then it becomes a hittable pitch as it just levels out, doesn't have as much depth to it. Drake ready, and the 2-2. Bouncer Freeman on a one-hop, has it on a backhand, fires across the diamond, and on the other side, Ortiz helps him out, digs out the low throw out of the dirt, and a 5-3 ground out. Here comes the second out of the inning.
Well, if you're wondering why he won Defender of the Year in the minor leagues for the Rangers, there's Exhibit A. A really nifty pick on a tough backhanded play on a hard hit ball right to him at 104 off the bat. Out of all the players in all of minor league baseball who had at least 100 starts at second, third, or shortstop, Freeman had the fewest errors with four this whole season. He's been phenomenal at the hot corner for Frisco.
That he has. A guy that we expected to be behind the plate some this year but haven't seen it. Here's Junior Perez, and the first pitch just runs upstairs. And got to talk with Cody Freeman before game one of this series and told him about that stat, him being one of the best defensively by the numbers as well. 1-0. Just missed inside. Didn't miss by much, but Mickey Smith, home plate umpire, said it just missed on the inner edge to Junior Perez, the right-handed batter. And Freeman was surprised by that number, but said that's really cool to hear. 2-0. Foul back off Cooper Johnson. And Cole Drake in the strike column, 2-1. Freeman, not a guy that pays attention to the numbers. The only number he cares about is that win column for his team. A team-first guy, Cody Freeman, always the lighthearted one with a smile on his face in the clubhouse in a room full of guys that are all that way. 2-1 from Drake. And Perez waves and misses at the changeup down Broadway. And it's 2-2. Freeman today in the clubhouse was announcing people on the karaoke machine in the clubhouse as they entered. 2-2. Hit hard left side and will sneak into left field. The first hit of the game belongs to Junior Perez in the ninth spot. It's a two-out base hit. And the lineup card turns over to Denzel Clark. Fastball on the inner edge. 96 off the bat and just snuck into left field for a base hit.
A well-located pitch, fastball on the inner edge, and probably exactly where he wanted that pitch, but just a good piece of hitting by Perez pulling the hands inside the fastball.
Oh, Clark stands in for the second time. He struck out his first, and he watches pitch number one, a called strike, with a fastball at the top of the zone. Denzel Clark played in 116 games in the regular season, hitting just one tick below 270, 269. Drake's 45th offering of the evening is in there, called a strike, and it's quickly nothing and two on the right-handed hitting center fielder. Clark had his struggles early in the year, but in the second half has been tremendous. Drake peers over to first, working from the stretch, long pause, and the offering home. 0-2, a check swing. They appeal down to first. Yes, he did. Heading over on a check swing strikeout. The second punch out of the inning for Cole Drake. He's up to four. And a hits, no runs on one hit, no errors in one stranded for the Rockhounds in the visiting half of the third. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Rough Riders coming up. Still a scoreless game on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Cooper Johnson, Aaron Zavala, and Caber Rodriguez, the 3-2 up in the home half of the third for the Rough Riders. Frisco still in search of their first base runner against the right-hander Perkins. He struck out 4 in a row and 5 of the 6 batters he's faced. Johnson in from the right side, and the first offering on its way. Rides up and in. Johnson, a fastball at 96 miles an hour. We mentioned fastball, curveball, cutter, and changeup for the right-hander. And that fastball sits 95 to 97 with quite a bit of ride. It's a great pitch offering on its way. And again, the same location with that fastball at 97. And Johnson in control at 2 balls and no strikes. It's been a career year for the Rough Riders catcher. He's become the everyday catcher for Frisco since the departure at the deadline of Liam Hayes. 2-0. Just caught the outer edge, went back to the heater, and it's 2-1. Career highs in all sorts of categories for Johnson, including home runs, as well as hits. Average, it just goes on and on. 2-1. Just caught the outer edge at 96. And from 2-0 to even at 2-2, and Johnson, he had to take the bat off his shoulder. Rough Riders in search of their first hit, their first base runner. 2-2. Breaking ball stayed upstairs. And Johnson has worked the count to full. Perkins has been really efficient. 32 pitches here in this outing. 23 of them for strikes. He peers over the top of his black glove, working from the windup and the payoff offering. Wave and a miss. Blew the fastball middle past Cooper Johnson. Make it 5 consecutive strikeouts and 6 overall for the right-hander.
And right now, the Riders just haven't been able to hit the fastball. Anything that's been belt high or above, which is middle of the zone or above, has been untouched pretty much by the Riders. So the fastball is really good late life from Perkins.
No doubt about it. Aaron Zavala climbs in now, batting from the left side. And the first pitch to Z just misses upstairs. And this is a little bit contrary to what the Rockhounds have put on the field this year. Not a huge volume strikeout team. Well, they are going to get theirs, especially Jack Perkins, who entered tonight with 100 strikeouts in 76 innings of work. Rocks the 1-0. And Zavala lost his bat on the swing. He came up empty on a fastball in the lower third, or even at a ball and a strike. The Rockhounds' method on the hill this year has been pitch to contact and not allow many hits. They've let the defense behind them work wonders. Produced a ton of soft contact. Zavala took a big swing there, but nothing to show for it as he lost his bat. And the 1-1 from the righty. Another swing and a miss. That one a bit more timid around the Riders' left field. Ernie falls behind 1-2.
And then there's that nasty slider right underneath the left-hander's hand. And that is really good from Perkins. And for the most part, he's been better against righties than he has lefties. But with that being said, still, he's been very effective against left-hand batters, hitting just .239 against him. Righties hitting .169.
It's hard to find a hole in Jack Perkins' game. 1-2. Swing and a miss. The ball down on strikes. Make it 6 in a row. Retired via the strikeout. 7 total strikeouts. And here's the last to face Jack Perkins. The first time tonight. It's Caber Rodriguez in the ninth spot in this order. It's been a while since we've seen Caber at the bottom of the card.
Talking to Ryan Tuntlin, the Riders hitting coach today, he said one of the reasons why Mason Barnett was so effective on Tuesday was that high fastball.
And the first pitch of the Riders shortstop is in there, a called strike.
And the Riders kind of got outside of what they were trying to do, their plan at the plate, which was to see the ball down, and what they've done against Perkins with success against him.
Oh, Wanda Rodriguez. Tapper left side, and it escapes the grasp of Groshans and rolls into shallow left field. Caber Rodriguez, the first to reach. We'll see officially how they score it, but you would expect that to be a base hit for Rodriguez. On an easy play on a backhand for the Midland third baseman, had it bounce in and out of his glove and then carry into shallow left field. And Rodriguez at the bottom of the lineup, the first to reach for Frisco. And in steps Alejandro Osuna, who finished the regular season on a tear. Went 0-4, now 0-5 in this series with a pair of strikeouts. And the first pitch drifts inside for ball one. And they do go hit for Rodriguez. Both teams pick up their first hit with 2 outs in the third inning from the bottom of their lineup. 1-0, and now a pickoff attempt, and Rodriguez not fooled, back in safely on a dive.
What made that hit was Groshans was playing not only at the cut of the grass, but in further than the cut of the grass. So almost no time to react to that ball, even though it was hit softly. Respecting the speed.
Right-hander set at the belt and the pitch. Just caught the bottom of the zone with a fastball. A ball and a strike on the left-handed hitting center fielder. Osuna had limited action during the regular season against the Rockouts. Played in 5 games, but he was a pain in their side. Hit .316 with 3 doubles in those 5 games. And the pitch misses well upstairs. Not an enticing pitch for Osuna to swing at. He hops ahead 2-1. Rodriguez at first base with 2 gone. It's now a scoreless ball game. Perkins set, takes a deep breath. And he lifts and fires. Down and in with that fastball. And Osuna way ahead in the count at 3-1. I've seen him do some damage when ahead in the count. Waves the bat over his left shoulder. Rodriguez at first. 3-1 on its way from Perkins. Popped up left side into foul territory. Groshans ranging over it. He'll watch it fall into the seats. Foul ball makes it full at 3-2. Been the one issue over the course of the year and really over the course of the career for Perkins. A question mark when he transferred from Louisville to Indiana as a junior was if he could locate his pitches. And that certainly, headed back home to the state of Indiana, helped him out quite a bit. He's improved year after year, but you see every once in a while that ball get away from him. Payoff pitch on its way, and Osuna waves and misses. At a 98-mile-an-hour fastball upstairs. And for the second time in 3 innings, Jack Perkins strikes out the side. He's sitting at 8 punch-outs through 3 scoreless innings. No runs on 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left aboard the base pass. 3 innings in the books. We're still scoreless. Rockhounds to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Rider Baseball.
Top of the fourth inning, Cole Drake back on the mound for Frisco. He goes to work against Brendan Malone, and the first out for him. Just caught the bottom of the zone with a changeup. Malone popped out to Bimelec Ortiz at first base in his first trip. He's a very patient hitter. The 0-1 taken, and it's nothing in two. That time a fastball at the top of the zone. Looked like the cutter. And it's quickly 0-2. Malone mentioned the patience at the plate. He ended the regular season walking in five consecutive games, and that's been the story against Frisco. 0-2, tapper foul up the third base line. Malone, the DH, stays alive. Across his 19 games overall in the year against Frisco, playing in game number 20 against the Riders, he's worked 10 walks. 0-2 on its way, and it drifts upstairs. Ball and two strikes on the right-handed hitting Malone. A 278 hitter through 127 regular season games as there's one hit high in the air. Ballpark will hold it as the ball ranges in left field, and he reaches up above his ball cap to make the play. One up, one down for Cole Drake here in the visiting portion of the fourth inning. Still a scoreless ball game. Each team has exactly one hit. It's come from their ninth spot in the order. At the three spot at the moment for the Rockhounds, it's Daniel Susak, the catcher. Rated as the number 11 prospect in the first pitch. Called a strike on the inner third with that fastball.
There are a few scary bats in this lineup. Susak's one of those. Hits lefties really, really well.
0-1 from Drake. Tapped foul back to the screen. Just missed it. Another fastball, and it's quickly nothing and two. And to your point, Zach, a very imposing frame from a catcher. Very tall, stout. Susak, well over 6 foot, listed at 6'5". Left-hander rocks and fires, and there's a tapper left side. And it trickles up the third baseline. Comes to arrest in foul territory, so it remains nothing in two. Susak had 12 home runs during the regular season. So far, in these two games against the Rump Riders, he's 0-for-5, now with three strikeouts. Drake's 0-2 offering. Down in the dirt, blocked by Cooper Johnson. And it's 1-2.
And he has yet to homer this season head-to-head against the Rough Riders, though a 294 hitter with three doubles. And so, a guy who has done some damage against Frisco.
No doubt about it. 1-2. There's a liner out towards second base. Acosta, by his ankles, is there to make the grab. Soft liner, 91 off the bat. And there's out number two of the top of the fourth. And in steps Will Simpson, who grounded out to Cody Freeman to open up the second inning. Will Simpson, still young in his Double-A career, just played 18 games with the Rockhounds during the regular season, but he was very good. First pitch. In the air right side, it will twist its way into the seats. Simpson, a 348 hitter through those 18 games with two homers. And an OPS above 900. Ranked as the number 29 prospect. 0-1. Wave and a miss on a pitch well downstairs. There's the breaking ball from Cole Drake. And it's nothing in two. He's done a great job of hopping ahead of the Rockhounds here in this fourth frame.
First pitch strikes to all three batters, and challenging Simpson with a first pitch fastball, though in on the inside corner.
0-2 on its way. Wave and a miss. He got him. Went back to the breaking ball. Got him to chase. Simpson down on strikes. The fifth time tonight that Cole Drake has fanned a Rockhound. It's a 1-2-3 top of the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. To the bottom of the fourth we go. Still scoreless from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, I want to highlight a new team partner. I'm proud to announce that USAA is now the official military appreciation partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. USAA was founded in 1922, and more than 100 years later, they continue their commitment to serving the military community and their families. On behalf of the Rough Riders and USAA, we'd like to thank all military families for your service and sacrifice.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our punctual plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the fourth inning, still a scoreless ball game. Jack Perkins retoes the rubber and he gets the 2-3-4 batters in the Rough Riders lineup. He spanned 8 through 3 innings, allowing just one hit. That was to Caber Rodriguez with 2 outs in the Rough Riders' last trip to the plate. Acosta flied out to right field in his first at-bat. He's the only player for the Rough Riders to put the ball in play and not pick up a hit to this point. Perkins' first offering to Acosta. Swing and a miss. Went to the breaking ball. Slider on the outer edge. Acosta, one of the hottest hitters in the Texas League, as we mentioned, picked up both of the Rough Riders, two hits in game one. And he smacks one high in the air out towards right center field. Clark, the center fielder, ranging over into the alleyway. And over his left shoulder, he makes the grab in front of the warning track. Costa hit it hard, but another fly out to right center field this time. One up, one down.
Well, that swing, very reminiscent of the swing he had of the triple that he hit on Tuesday. And that was into the teeth of the wind on Tuesday. 100 off the bat, hit off the base of the wall. Probably would have gone out here. That one a little bit more towards the big part of the ballpark.
Certainly so. Here's Josh Hatcher. First pitch. Drifts high and away from the left-handed hitting right field. Hatcher struck out to end the first inning and his lone trip up against Perkins. But as Zach mentioned, he's had a lot of success against the right-hander. Overall on the air. 1-0. Drifts inside. Two balls and no strikes. Hatcher was one of three qualified players to hit 300 in all of AA. Right-hander rocks, and the 2-0 offering taken upstairs, well outside for ball three. And Hatcher trying to become the second Rough Rider to reach base here in this game. Infield hasn't played to pull. Waves the bat over his left shoulder, and the 3-0 pitch taken down the middle, called a strike. Fastball at 96, and Hatcher will have the green light with Cody Freeman standing on deck. Perkins peers in, has his sign, and he's ready to go. 3-1. Swing and a foul tip back into Susak's mitt. And the count runs full.
Another fastball that's relatively middle-middle, but it has such good ride on it. Another Rough Riders hitter swinging underneath of it.
It's been excellence from the righty. Payoff pitch on the way, and Hatcher shoots it back. Foul ball into the screen. It remains 3-2. And for the most part, Perkins has done a good job locating, especially that fastball. We've seen a few mistake pitches over the heart of the plate. Well, the Rough Riders haven't been able to do much with it. That's such a plus pitch for him. Another 3-2 offering, and Hatcher chased upstairs, 97 with that heater. Strikeout number 9 for the number 18-ranked prospect in the Oakland organization.
And if you're the Rough Riders and Josh Hatcher, that hurts. You were up in the count 3-0, and he comes back to strike him out in a game where you've only had one base runner against him. You want to obviously take those base runners any way you can. Credit Perkins for coming back and getting in the count and picking up the strikeout.
There's Cody Freeman. And the first pitch. Breaking ball. Misses outside of the right-handed hitting third baseman. Freeman has been excellent this year here at Riders Field. 309 average with 28 extra base hits. 10 of his 14 homers have come in this ballpark. 1-0 offering from Perkins is fouled back to the screen. Freeman didn't miss by much. Sent it directly back. A fastball at 97 on the inner edge. Those numbers for Freeman here at home coming in 63 total games here in Frisco. 1-1 the count. Right-hander rocks. And the pitch. Hammer deep left field. Perez back to the track, to the wall. It is gone! First run for the Rough Riders in the Texas League playoffs, courtesy of a solo shot by Cody Freeman. 1-0 Frisco. Boy, did he get all of that. 384, no doubter out to left field. 15th homer of the season overall for Freeman, and his first in the postseason. Got a fastball down and in, and he deposited it over that left field wall, and the Riders have their first lead of the series. Here's Abimelech Ortiz, and the first pitch. Big swing and a miss on an elevated fastball. And Freeman, we talked about his numbers here in this ballpark. Abimelech Ortiz has been just as good. He's been one of the hottest hitters in this league. 0-1 on its way. Breaking ball. Just caught the inner edge at the top of the zone. And it's nothing in two. Ortiz finished tied for fourth in the Texas League with 18 home runs. But since the All-Star break back in July, he's the leader in the league. There's a pop-up back out of play. 13 home runs since July 19th. Got tied for fifth in all of minor league baseball, and was first in the Texas League. He'll have to protect behind, nothing in two. Perkins peering in, and the offering popped up again, back behind the plate, left side, and it'll leak out of play, a foul ball. Perkins has been consistent. The go-to put-away pitch has been the elevated fastball. We've seen the Rough Riders chase those a bit early. That one right at the top of the zone. So Ortiz did the right thing by fouling it away. Another 0-2 offering from the righty. And Ortiz chased downstairs. A breaking ball blocked by Susak. He calls outside and fires wide of first base. But Simpson able to glove it and get back to the bag in time. 10th strikeout for Jack Perkins. But the Riders strike first. One run on one hit. It was Cody Freeman's solo two-out homer. One run, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Four innings in the books. It's Frisco 1, Midland nothing. Zach Bigley takes over on the mic when we come back for the top of the fifth.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White, the Heart Hospital Plano, is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Well, Cody Freeman emphatically gives the Rough Riders the lead in the bottom of the fourth. It's 1-0, and Coldrake deals to Jack Winkler. It's down and in, one ball and no strike. So the Rough Riders have their first run of this Texas League South Division Series here in Game 2, and they lead by that score of 1-0. Drake fires in the 1-0. It's just inside. It's 2-0. Boy, has Cole Drake been good. 5 strikeouts through 4 shutout innings. Drake has fired now 61 pitches. And he rocks home. Swing and a miss, and a nasty changeup dying away. And it's 2-1 on Winkler, who popped out to second base back in the second inning. Drake cuddling the glove close to the chest. 2-1. Swinging a soft tapper off the plate. Tough play. Rodriguez comes up. It's Freeman who cuts in front of him. Makes the play on to first. Wow. Cody Freeman, a homer on one side. Another defensive gem on the other. One away.
That's not an easy play to make. Towards the shortstop side, just a dribbler. They continue to die on that grass. Freeman did a great job knowing he had the better angle than Caber Rodriguez at shortstop. He cut it off and fired a strike. That's why Cody Freeman is so highly regarded defensively.
That's why he wins awards for his defense. And with one out, here's Jordan Groshans. Drake pumps it home. He fits it high. It's 1-0. 1-0 Rough Riders, top of the fifth inning. Drake into his wind, the 1-0. Down and in, 2-0. In these two teams' histories, with Midland dating back to 1972 and the Rough Riders dating back to 2003, they each had their best seasons this year in terms of winning percentage. As Drake winds in the 2-0. Down and in, 3-0. Both finishing with the same 84-54 record. The Rough Riders at one point going back and forth with Midland when these two teams met back in May. 3-0. Outside, it's 4, and Groshans walks on 4 pitches. So the first base runner since the third inning against Drake, ending a string of 5 in a row retired. Henry Bolte stands in now, 1-0 Riders, top of the fifth. The Riders then went on a tear to end the first half of play, including winning 7 in a row and sweeping aside Amarillo Sod Poodles to clinch the division. Pitches high and it's 1-0. Then in the second half of play, the Riders fell behind and lost the division by 4 games to these Rockhounds, who finished just on fire, 19-6 in their last 25 games. 1-0 pitch. Outside corner, a strike, it's 1-1. In 9 of the last 10 Texas League postseasons, the champion has been a second half winning team. So the Rough Riders are battling a little bit uphill. 1-1 is a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Good changeup elevated on the outside corner. It's 1-2 now to Bolte, the right fielder. The Riders, when they won it all in 2022, were a second-half winning team. Drake Reddings brings it home. Just high. 2-2. He looks it at the sign from Johnson. Left-hander's got it. Looking over at Groshans. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on the changeup. 6th strikeout for Cole Drake. 2 down here in the 5th inning. That changeup is just filthy. He pronates as he throws that changeup, meaning he bends his wrist inward and gets so much drop on that ball. Just dying below the zone. And here's Ironman, first pitch. popped up right side, shallow right field. Acosta calling off Hatcher. Acosta watches Hatcher drop it right in front of him. The pitch, or I should say the ball, dropped in between the two of them as Acosta, from the moment that ball was in the air, was waving and waving Hatcher off. So Hatcher came in timidly, and the pitch ends up as a base hit into right.
Yeah, it's not an easy play for Acosta to make. And a big mistake defensively for the Rough Riders. He was going out and, as you mentioned, calling it the entire way, and that kind of pushed Hatcher away from the play. But Hatcher knows if he comes in hard and takes charge there, he can certainly be the one to take that away from Acosta. And that's Hatcher's ball all the way. Obviously, you mentioned Acosta was very, very vocal about the fact he thought he had it, but at the last moment pulled off, and that's a tough mistake. Now Drake has his back against the wall with runners cornered and two gone.
It makes it even harder for Acosta that it was a right-handed batter. He was shaded up the middle of the pole, so even further run for him to get it as Brian Magdaleno is warming up in the bullpen for the Rough Riders. In the postseason, there's no such thing as a long leash, especially with a 1-0 lead here. Junior Perez, who's due up, is the one who had a hit against Drake coming into this game, or into this inning, I should say. That hit came back in the third, and so he's due up now, and I'm sure there's a conversation there about the scouting report for Junior Perez and how they want to pitch him, as John Goble made a quick appearance. But you have to imagine if Drake loses Junior Perez here with the top of the order on deck in Denzel Clark, this might be the final batter for the left-hander, even though he's just thrown 73 pitches. He brings it home. Change up, just high. No, one ball and no strikes. Groshans at third base, Ironman at first. Here's the stretch by the lefty in the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball middle, and it's 1-1. We've seen the velocity drop just a little bit from Drake. He was 94-95, that last fastball at 92. He readies here from the stretch, peering over at first. He brings it in. Breaking ball, bouncing ball, foul down the third baseline. It's 1-2. Drake working on 6 strikeouts. His 148 strikeouts during the regular year, tied for 20th in all of minor league baseball. 12th in batting average against at 196 this year. A walks plus hits per inning pitched whip at 9th in minor league baseball at 1. 1-2. There's a fly ball lifted into short center field. Osuna got a late break. Acosta calling him off. He's there, and the second baseman puts it away. A little bit of damage on base runners. No damage on the scoreboard here in the fifth. 1-0 Riders, bottom fifth next on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Sebastian Walcott leads it off for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the fifth inning, leading 1-0.
Jack Perkins brings it into the 18-year-old. That's up and in. It's one ball and no strikes. Walcott down on strikes in the second. 10 strikeouts for Perkins through four innings. Here's the windback and the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss and a high slider. Big rip from Walcott, and it's 1-1. 10 strikeouts for Perkins, exactly where Winston Santos was through four innings in Midland on Tuesday. 1-1 offering. Up and in, 2-1.
That 1-0 swing from Walcott there. I think Perkins might be a little bit lucky that he didn't go fastball. Walcott was hunting that fastball, and he put a massive rip on it.
He doesn't get cheated, that's for sure. 2-1. Outside edge, 97 painted on the black, and it's 2-2. Walcott adjusts the batting gloves. Perkins ahead, or even in the count, I should say, 2-2, and he offers in. Fouled back to the right side. It's still two balls and two strikes. Two starts against the Riders this year for Perkins. 7 3rd innings, he's allowed 5 runs. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, fisted in the air to center field, right at Denzel Clark coming in, and he puts it away. One out here in the 5th inning. Cooper Johnson bats. Only one run against him today. The solo homer in the 4th inning from Cody Freeman. Johnson down on strikes back in the 3rd. 4 combined hits today between these two teams. First pitch. Ground ball to the right side, opposite field. Winkler measures it, collects, and throws him out. 2 outs. Aaron Zavala now. 1-0 Frisco. Bottom of the 5th. Zavala struck out back in the 3rd. The Rough Riders have only had one true base runner. Of course, Freeman, the homer, counts as a base runner as well. He wasn't on the bases very long, though. Perkins looks over the top of his glove and rocks home to Z. Outside, 1-0. They have yet to have a runner in scoring position tonight. The two teams went a combined 0-7 in the opener with runners in scoring position. The pitch. Breaking ball peels the outside corner, a strike. It's 1-1. Rockhounds are 0-1 with runners in scoring position tonight. 1-1 offering. Swinging a foul back into Susak's glove. 1-2. It was a tale of the last two series for the Rough Riders at home against Wichita. They hit just 107 with runners in scoring position. And then at Amarillo, hit 362 that week. 1-2. Fouled back, and it's one ball and two strikes still on Zavala. And then an 0-3 mark in the opener, or 0-4, rather, on Tuesday. Shades more of that Wichita series than Amarillo, and we're clearly facing a better pitching staff here with Midland. 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss, got him. Slider down and in. Zavala strikes out. 11 strikeouts for Jack Perkins through 5 innings. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Top 6 next. Riders lead it 1-0. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25.
with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Cole Drake is done after his five innings today. He was fantastic. Riders lead it 1-0, top of the sixth. Drake goes five innings of shutout baseball, allowing just two hits. He struck out six and walked one, and now gives way to one of the best relievers in all minor league baseball this year. It's Brian Magdaleno on the mound. First pitch home to Denzel Clark. Outside, it's 1-0. 95-mile-an-hour fastball missing. Brian Magdaleno, the reliever of the year in the Rangers organization this year. And boy, did he deserve that award. He readies and brings it in. Bottom of the zone is strike. It's 1-1. Beginning his season at low A down east, Magdaleno, the 23-year-old, a 1.27 ERA across 36 outings overall. 1-1 pitch. Slider swinging a miss underneath his hands. It's 1-2. Magdaleno allowed just 19 hits in 42 and two-thirds innings, but that's just the beginning of his story. From June 16th on, he threw 25 innings. He allowed two hits. 1-2. That's below the zone. It's two balls and two strikes. Allowed just one run over that stretch. The batting average for opponents since June 16th for him, 0.26 batting average against. Ridiculous stuff for the left-hander who readies. And the 2-2. Chopper off the plate, right back to him. He's got it at the chest, takes a crow hop, throws onto first, a really close play, but he's out. One away. Maybe a little too nonchalant, but nonetheless gets the out. And there's one away for Brennan Malone here in the sixth inning. 1-0 Riders. Amongst those in all minor league baseball who threw at least 40 innings this year, Magdaleno's 1.32 batting average against is tied for fourth in the minors, and his third in strikeout rate as well, striking out over 40% of the batters he faced this year. First pitch to Malone. Down and in. It's one ball and no strikes. Just a three-pitch mix. Four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, and a nasty slider. He readies here. And the 1-0 pitch. Fastball pierces the upper edge outside corner, a strike. 96 miles an hour, and it's one ball and one strike. Malone is 0-2 with a pop out and a flyout. Riders pitching staff phenomenal tonight. 1-1. Below the zone, it's two balls and one strike. Josh Spores, the Major League rehabber who threw an inning on Tuesday and struck out two, facing just three hitters, is expected to throw another inning tonight. 2-1 pitch. There's a fly ball lifted into left center field. Osuna cutting over. He's got a beat on it, and he puts it away. Two up, two down against Magdaleno. And Daniel Susak bats now. Top of the sixth inning. 1-0 Rough Riders. So Josh Spores will throw an inning, and then you have your pick of the litter from the rest of the Rough Riders bullpen. Everyone available tonight. Ryan Lobis threw one inning on Tuesday, but he's still available if you want to use him. Pitch home to Susak. Inside corner, a called strike. It's 0-1. A reminder that if the Rough Riders do win tonight, they will play Game 3 tomorrow. It'll be winner-take-all, 7:05 right here at Riders Field. And the winner to face off against the winner of Springfield and Arkansas. 0-1. Swing and a miss on a disgusting slider down and in. My goodness. nearly took out his back foot. And it's 0-2. Springfield winning game one, 4-1 on Tuesday. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. A fly ball hammered out to left center field. Zavala back to the warning track, looking, and it's gone. Daniel Susak ties the game at one with a solo homer. We have a brand new game here in the sixth inning. Well, Brian Magdaleno, as Susak was barking out at Magdaleno, and Johnson took exception to it, meeting him near home plate. The temper's flaring just a little bit as Susak leaves the ballpark and ties this game on an 0-2 pitch, a slider at the bottom of the zone. So here's Will Simpson now. Here's the stretch and the pitch. There's a fly ball hammered out to left, down the line, and it is gone. Oh, goodness. Back-to-back home runs on back-to-back pitches for Susak and Simpson, and it's 2-1 Midland. Magdaleno had allowed one home run all season, and he allows back-to-back homers on back-to-back pitches in this sixth inning. Oh, brother. That was a fastball middle-middle, and Simpson turned it around 412 feet. 105 off the bat. It's 2-1 Rockhounds. And here's Jack Winkler, first pitch. Down in the dirt, one ball and no strikes. In the blink of an eye, the Rough Riders now trail. Three solo home runs accounting for all the runs tonight. And Frisco now looking at a deficit. Magdaleno readies. And he fires home. There's a ground or line drive foul into the seats down the left side. And it's 0-1 now. First home run that Magdaleno has allowed since April 30th. When he was pitching for Down East at Fredericksburg.
Extremely rare hard contact, and it came on back-to-back pitches. Just unfortunate for the left-hander who has been nails here early in his double-A career.
Magdaleno in 116 career innings in the minor leagues has allowed just four home runs, and he allows back-to-back homers here in the sixth. The 1-1. Swing and a miss and a nasty slider down and in. It's 1-2. Goodness gracious. So now the Riders staring at a deficit, and Magdaleno trying to limit the damage to two runs here. 1-2. Inside, missing with a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Well, that's two fastballs, first pitch, that Simpson has turned around in this series. I have to imagine, don't throw any more first pitch fastballs to him. Here's the 2-2. Up and outside, it's three balls and two strikes.
Yeah, sometimes that first pitch fastball, if you're sitting that way, it's the best pitch you're going to get. And if you miss it, and likely it doesn't lead to anything good offensively. Unfortunately for Magdaleno and the Rough Riders, Simpson did not miss.
3-2. Inside, he hit him. Got him with a slider. So a hit by pitch, and Magdaleno unraveling a little bit here. Jordan Groshen steps in now. And with a runner at first and two down, no mound visit. Well, here comes John Goble, just as we say that. Jackson Kelly is starting to loosen in the Rough Riders' bullpen, the right-handed side armor. Magdaleno looked so good through two hitters. Went 0-2 on Daniel Susak, and then that slider caught a little bit too much of the plate at the bottom of the zone, and Susak just pounded it. And what were we saying earlier? Susak is the dangerous hitter in this lineup, really good against left-handed pitching. He's hitting an OPS over 200 points higher against left-handed pitching this year. And he hits the first homer, and then Will Simpson, who also hits left-handed pitching really well in the regular year, hit 429.
limited action here in AA against lefties. And he clobbers a homer as well.
Yeah, it's a tough break for Brian Magnolano.
2-1, Midland leads it. This game is far from over. It seemed like in a series that has had so few runs that a one-run deficit feels like 10, but it's far from over. Got to keep it right here. Here's Jordan Groshans. And a kick and a throw over to first, not in time. Groshans lined out to right, back in the second. Walked in the fifth. Right-handed hitter against the left-hander. He kicks and comes home. A chopper off the plate. Magdaleno's got it, but it's a foul ball off of Groshans' foot. And it's 0-1. Groshans, a trade piece from the Yankees organization midseason this year. With Jackson Kelly warming in the bullpen and Henry Bolte on deck, you wonder if this is the last hitter for Magdaleno. And now here comes the athletic trainer Eric Fast out of the dugout. Going to go check on Groshans, see if he's okay. We were mentioning that the winner of this series will play Arkansas and Springfield, the winner of that series. And after Springfield won 4-1 on Tuesday, Arkansas in the top of the seventh inning, 9-2 they lead it over the Cardinals. So looks like they're destined for a game three in that series. Groshans okay. He's behind in the count 0-1. Here's the stretch by the left-hander, and a look over at first, the 0-1. Fastball ripped foul down the right side. It's 0-2. Wind blowing softly out to left field. Top of the sixth inning. Magdaleno readies at the belt, and the pitch. Down in the dirt. One ball and two strikes, missing with that slider. Well, the Rough Riders hit 41 homers in their last 27 games, which is tied for first in all of AA and fourth in minor league baseball. Freeman with the home run in the fourth. 1-2. Chopper to the right side over Ortiz. It's into right field. Winkler up to second. He stops right there. Runners at first and second now on a little bleeder of a base hit. A chopper that had eyes into right field. And we'll see if that's it for Magdaleno with Bolte stepping in. 23 pitches for the left-hander. And here comes Carlos Cardoza. So that is indeed it for Magdaleno. He's done after two-thirds of an inning. He got two outs and then it went homer, homer, hit by pitch, single. Jackson Kelly, the right-handed sidearmer, out of the bullpen. And we'll introduce you to him when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Pitching change for the Rough Riders, middle of the sixth inning. Rough Riders find themselves down 2-1, and Jackson Kelly takes over for Brian Magdaleno. Two-thirds of an inning for Magdaleno. He allows two runs on three hits, but still responsible for the two on the base pass. Henry Bolte, right-handed batter. All for two with two strikeouts today. Kelly, the right-handed sidearmer and right-handed hitting specialist. On the mound. Opponents from the right side hitting just 142 against him this season. First pitch. Swing and a miss. First pitch breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Good pitch on the outside corner.
Kelly, not an overpowering guy on the hill, but he's induced a lot of that swing and a miss stuff, and it comes from that funky arm slot. See if the right-hander can get the Rough Riders out of the sixth.
0-1, outside, one ball and one strike. 81 strikeouts in 63 and two-thirds innings this year for him. He's been very effective. 3-1-1 ERA. He brings in the 1-1. Swing and a miss, and another slider. 1-2. And if you want swing and miss, Bolte this season has struggled here at the AA level, putting the ball in play. Infield straight up, outfield just slightly to the opposite field. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Jackson Kelly comes in and strikes him out. He strands two on the bases. Riders trail 2-1. Bottom of the sixth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
The Riders now staring at a 2-1 deficit after back-to-back homers in the top of the sixth inning for Midland. It's 9-1-2. Keber Rodriguez, Alejandro Osuna, Max Acosta do up. Right-handed batter against Jack Perkins, who has 11 strikeouts through five in the first pitch. Up and outside, one ball and no strikes. Well, the Riders had 11 hits, all singles against him during the regular year. Hit 355 against Perkins, but he's on a different level right now. The 1-0. Up and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. Perkins, in his last four starts in the regular season, as we mentioned earlier, allowed just one run in 27 innings. 2-0. A pop-up on the infield, back behind home, now out in front of the plate. Down the left side, the third baseman, Groshans, is under it and makes the play. One out, and here's Alejandro Osuna. And the Rough Riders just have not been able to manufacture base runners tonight. A single in the infield by Rodriguez in the third, and the solo homer by Freeman, the only men aboard against Perkins. Got to get him out of the game. The pitch. That's high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Trailing 2-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Full side shift on the infield. And the right-hander comes home with the 1-0. Osuna fouls it back into Susak's glove, 1-1.
Yeah, the Midland bullpen has been good this year, but the Rough Riders need to get to that bullpen to give them a better shot. Perkins getting ready to throw pitch number 80 of the outing.
1-1 on the way. Swing and a miss. Boy, that's a disgusting breaking ball out the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. This is the third time in these two teams' histories they've faced each other in the postseason. Midland has won the prior two meetings in 2010 and 2014 when they were best of five series at the time. 1-2. Swinging a foul back into Susak's glove for strike three. 12 strikeouts for Jack Perkins. Two down. It's the slider. My goodness, what a pitch. Here's Max Acosta, 0 for 2 today, pair of flyouts. First pitch. Just outside.
Max Acosta, as of late, has been that spark plug for the Rough Riders offense. He's 0 for 2 tonight with a pair of flyouts on the right side of the outfield. When he's hit a couple of baseballs hard, one swing of the bat, he could even this ballgame.
The offering, up and in. Two balls and no strikes. Of course, this being the postseason doesn't account to the regular year, but this would be a career high in strikeouts professionally for Jack Perkins, his previous career high 10, doing it three times this year. 12 strikeouts tonight.
The Rough Riders have been a tough team to strike out. The only team that's struck out less than the Rough Riders playing in the North tonight, it's Springfield Cardinals.
2-0. Fouled away to the right side, 2-1. I mean, what a perfect pitching performance by both these teams in these first two games. This is what you expected. These are two of the best pitching teams in the league this year, and they have lived up to the bill. These have been incredibly well-played games and well-pitched games by both teams. 2-1. Bends in there at the top of the zone, a strike, and it's 2-2.
I like that take from Acosta. It's a hanging breaking ball, but it's right at the top of the zone. You don't really want to swing and pop that ball up.
Nervous energy around this ballpark right now. With two outs, the 2-2. Fouled straight back, it's still 2-2. Riders down by a run. Frisco has been a very good offensive team at home this season. One of the best home teams in all minor league baseball. The 2-2. There's a fly ball lifted into left center field. Clark ranging into the alley. He's under it, though. And he puts it away just in front of the warning track. Acosta just missed it. Riders down in order in the sixth. Seven straight sat down by Perkins after the Freeman homer. Riders trail 2-1 to the top of the seventh, where Luke's on the mic next to the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner. Cacique Foods, the nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa, is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community. community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Rough Riders trailing 2-1 of the Midland Rockhounds, facing elimination here in the Texas League South Division Series. Jackson Kelly is done. He did his job, came in and got the Rough Riders out of a first and second jam, striking out the lone batter he faced. It's the Major League rehabber, Josh Spores, on the hill. The right-hander recorded the final out of the Rangers World Series last season. Rehabbing here in Frisco. Pitched back in game one of this series and was super effective. First pitch dips down in the dirt. Right-handed hitting, Jeremy Eierman at the plate. Spores struck out two and got a foul out to third base. In a 1-2-3 eighth inning, and he gets a pop-up here into shallow center field. Osuna racing in, now camped under it, and he reaches up into the night sky above his red ball cap to make the play. One up, one down.
I guess what they need is Spores to just pitch in the playoffs more often. He was great in the playoffs last year in 10 games, an 0.75 ERA, and he's retired all four he's seen in the playoffs so far this week.
Yeah, he looks much more like himself than he has at some of his time here during his rehab stint, both here in AA Frisco and AAA Round Rock. Right-hander set in his first offering. Just misses downstairs with a fastball to Junior Perez. 1-for-2 tonight. He popped out to Max Acosta at second base in his last trip up. Right-hander set, and the offering home. Got the outer edge. Fastball at 95. Ball and a strike. Top of the order looming in Denzel Clark, fourth time through. And the pitch. That one smacked back out of play. And Spores hops ahead, a ball and two strikes. Across his outings here at the minor league level this year, it's an ERA right around 10 for Josh Spores. He had some early struggles, but he's settled in quite a bit. Feeling more like himself. 1-2 pitch. Down in the dirt. A check swing by Perez, but he was able to hold it up. And we're even at 2-2.
Well, the pitching remains fantastic, Luke. Nothing's going to matter if you can't score any more runs, though. The offense is really what's got to hold things up, so that's got to be the focus, of course.
No doubt about it. 2-2 pitch. Hit high in the air into shallow left field. Zavala running underneath it into shallow left, and he's there to make the play. Pair of flyouts for Josh Spores. Two up, two down, and now it's the top of the order in Denzel Clark, who's 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts today.
Spores threw a ton of sliders in that last outing he had in Midland, and he's very slider heavy again, but anything you can do to be effective, and against a guy who can lose one into the seats very quickly here, don't want to make a mistake.
Exactly right. Right-hander set, and he kicks and fires. There's the first pitch fastball on the outer third, called a strike by home plate umpire Mickey Smith. It's the first time that Denzel Clark gets a look at the righty. Spores set, glove at the chest, the kick, and that one smacked down the right field line in the air, foul ball. Quickly nothing in two, and Spores looking to make it another 1-2-3 frame here in his second appearance in this series. 2-1 the score in the top of the seventh, bases clear, and two gone. 0-2 offering, skips in, gloved by Cooper Johnson. Ball and two strikes. Two runs on five hits for Midland, but both of those runs came on solo homers back-to-back in the sixth inning. All three runs tonight have been scored on solo shots. 1-2. Wave and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Clark chased, and Johnson able to knock it down and apply the tag. A 1-2-3 top of the seventh inning for the Major League rehabber Josh Spores. He caps it off with a strikeout. And it remains a 2-1 Midland advantage for the home half of the seventh. Riders up next after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders here in the home half of the seventh have chased Jack Perkins from the game. He goes six innings, allowing just one earned run on the solo homer by Cody Freeman. Two total hits allowed, no walks, and 12 strikeouts. And it's the right-hander Ryan Cusick out of the pen. Fifth time that he will face the Rough Riders on the year, and he gets the heart of the order. 3-4-5 due up for Frisco Josh Hatcher to get it started here in the last of the seventh inning. Cusick's first offering. The pitch well inside and all the way to the backstop. Ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders have found some success against Cusick. And six and a third innings, he's allowed two earned runs, three total runs on four hits, five walks. He has struck out five. He's 0-1 against the Riders. Offering home, and Hatcher fouls it back to the netting. Even in a ball and a strike.
This really feels like a big inning for this Rough Riders offense. They've scored one run now through 15 offensive innings in this series, and the starting pitching in 11 innings has allowed one earned run. You feel like that would give you a pretty good opportunity.
Certainly so. The 1-1. Tapper right side in foul territory on the ground. And it's 1-2 advantage for the right-hander. Cusick stands at 6'6". He's 24 years old, a former first-round selection. The number 24 overall selection back in 2021 by the Atlanta Braves out of Wake Forest. Making his 31st appearance of the year. Nine of them have been starts. He has a 4.66 ERA overall. 1-2 to Hatcher. Drifts outside. Fastball at 97, and we're even at two balls and two strikes. Hatcher ended the regular season on a four-game hitting streak, but is 0-6 in this series with three strikeouts, two of them coming tonight. Infield plays him to pull. Pitch home. Wave and a miss on an elevated fastball, and Hatcher down on strikes to open up the bottom of the seventh.
Well, how much do we talk about the postseason being playing the hot hand? Ryan Cusick has gone seven consecutive outings without allowing a run. And during that stretch, he's gone nine straight innings, allowing just no runs on six hits. He's been very hot and not the guy you want to face right now, but that's pretty much anybody on this Midland pitching staff. That's how good they've been.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Cusick has been fantastic. Here's Cody Freeman, first pitch. Right on the outside corner, Freeman didn't think it was there. Fastball at 94, clipped the outer edge. Right there at the bottom of the zone. Freeman has provided the lone offense for the Rough Riders, and his last trip to the dish provided a two-out solo home run. That was in the fourth, now here in the seventh. He was the last Rough Rider to find a way aboard the base pass. 0-1 offering from the righty. That one tagged in the air into center field. Playable for Clark. He starts in, now drifts backwards, and he's there to make the play. Two up, two down for Ryan Cusick.
trying to keep this a 2-1 advantage for the Rockhounds. Here's Abimelech Ortiz. Ortiz has had a fantastic month of September, hitting .356, which was fourth in the league. First offering to the lefty. Just misses upstairs with an off-speed pitch. Ball and no strikes on the power-hitting first baseman. Bases clear in a one-run game. Right-hander back to work. Cusick's offering. Down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Ortiz, over that span in the month, has 8 extra base hits, which ties him for first in the league. Two-oh offering. Just misses inside and gets past the catcher, Susek, to the backstop. And it's 3 balls and no strikes for Ortiz. We'll see if he gets the green light. We saw him a couple of nights ago swing on a 2-0 offering. And ended up flying out to center field. Right, he's set at the belt. And the pitch. 3-0 taken downstairs for ball 4. And the Rough Riders have the tying run at first base with 2 gone. And here comes the top prospect, the 18-year-old Sebastian Walcott. He's 0 for 4 in the postseason with a pair of strikeouts. He has reached with a walk. Guy that possesses a ton of pop. Mentioned the top prospect in the organization. He's the number 37 overall, according to MLB Pipeline. First offering to him. Right at the bottom of the zone, a called strike.
Now, if Abby gets to second base, you do have Daniel Mateo on the bench for some more speed. If you want a pinch run for Ortiz, and Mieses can play the outfield, Hatcher can play first. So you have options.
Carlos Cardoza has a lot to consider. 0-1 offering. Drifts outside. Even in a ball and a strike on the Riders' designated hitter.
There's no doubles defense, and then there's how deep Midland's outfield is playing right now. They are extremely deep in the outfield.
That they are. 1-1 on its way. Just caught the outer edge. And Walcott falls behind, a ball and two strikes. Ortiz over at first base. He worked a 2-out walk. Walcott will step out, adjust the batting gloves. A big moment for the 18-year-old. Youngest player in franchise history. In his 5 games in the regular season, hit .348 with a homer and 7 RBI. 1-2. And the offering home. Lifted into shallow right center field. Bolte ranging over. He's camped under it and there to make the grab. 7 innings in the books. The Rough Riders get a 2-out base runner courtesy of a walk by Abimelech Ortiz, but nothing to show for it. No runs on no hits. No errors and 1 left aboard the base pass. We go to the top of the 8th. Still 2-1 Midland over the Rough Riders here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Hey, 2-1 the score to the top of the eighth inning. And Skyler Hale's on in relief of Josh Spores. He becomes the fifth arm used tonight by the Rough Riders. And it's Brendan Malone in the two spot in this order from the right side. Hale's first offering on the way. Just drifts inside to the right-handed hitting DH. Skyler Hale's has been excellent for the Rough Riders this year, posting a 3-0 record to go with a 2-1-0 ERA. And the pitch. That one tagged in the air to center field. Osuna trotting in. He's camped under it and reaches skyward to make the play. So two pitches, and Skyler Hales picks up out number one of his outing. Hales across 30 innings of work and his 24 appearances for the Riders this year, allowed just 7 earned runs. He struck out 31 in that span. Here's Daniel Susak, who homered to tie the game his last trip. And he watches a 97-mile-an-hour fastball on the outer edge. Hales possesses a four-seam fastball that he can run upwards of 100 miles an hour. Works heavily with the slider, 0-1. There's one shot foul, again 97 at the knees. And it's nothing in two. Hales, a former fourth-round selection in 2023. By the Rangers. 0-2. Wave and a miss. Elevated the fastball and got him to swing through it. First strikeout for Skyler Hales. And there's two gone.
Electric fastball. We've seen that fastball in the mid-90s for the most part. That one at 97. Really good fastball tonight for Skyler.
And this is the most life we've seen on that fastball since early in his Double-A career. And the first pitch to Will Simpson. Drifts outside, a ball and no strikes. There was the slider that time at 90 miles an hour. Safe to say that the Rough Riders' right-hander is amped up. 1-0 pitch. There's a fastball at the top of the zone, called a strike. And just as we mentioned, the last time Simpson was up, starting with the soft stuff, a hard slider from Hales. Then he goes with a fastball up. 1-1. Outside for ball two. Simpson has jumped on a couple of first-pitch fastballs in this series. Back on Tuesday in Midland to start the scoring. And then in the sixth inning to go back-to-back to give the Rockhounds the lead. 2-1. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball on the outer edge. Skyler Hales evens the count at 2-2. 2-1 the score in the top of the eighth inning. Rough Riders have been out-hit tonight, 5-2 by the Rockhounds. Hales peers in. Right-hander set at the belt. Deep breath and the 2-2 offering. Just missed outside. And the count runs full. Simpson 1-for-3 tonight with a strikeout and that home run. He's also grounded out to third base. Payoff pitch on the way. Wave and a miss. He got him. 97 on the outer third. Back-to-back strikeouts for Skyler Hales. It's a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Capped off by two strikeouts. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Rough Riders still some work to do, trailing the Rockhounds 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at RidersBaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
on Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Last of the eighth inning, it's the bottom third of the order for the Rough Riders, and Cooper Johnson, Aaron Zavala, and Caber Rodriguez. They go to work against the 26-year-old right-hander, Tyler Baum. Ryan Cusick done after one inning. He strikes out one and walks one, and a scoreless seventh. The Rough Riders, three to up in the inning, each have collected a hit against the righty. But Cooper Johnson picking up a double. Breaking ball and a sword from Johnson. Rather a fastball up and in, and Johnson just bent out of the way. Defensive type of swing, and he's behind nothing in one. Coop one for three with that two-bagger. And he watches on the outside corner at the bottom of the zone, again with a fastball, and Baum ahead, nothing in two. Coop today 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground out. But a dangerous hitter. Right into rocks and fires. Looked like a splitter. 77 missed well outside. Ball and two strikes. Johnson awaits the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He's down on strikes. One batter in, and Tyler Baum has his first strikeout. Rough Riders down to their final five outs, and Aaron Zavala stands in. He's one for one with a base hit. It is the splitter. Zavala, the left-handed batter. Infield plays him to pull with the third baseman, Groshans, in on the infield grass. First pitch, just caught the outer edge with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. It's nothing in one. Z tonight has struck out in both trips to the plate. And the 0-1 offering. Down and away. 1-1. The ball is choking up on the bat. And the 1-1 offering. Just misses outside. Fastball at 97. And Z in the driver's seat at two balls and a strike. Caber Rodriguez standing on deck. He's picked up a hit tonight. One of the two for the Rough Riders. 2-1. Drifts down and away, and Zavala had three balls in a strike, and that's what Z has done so well this year, is 63 walks, tied for eighth in the Texas League. He's been very patient at the dish. 3-1 the count. And the offering home. Inside, he lost him. Ball four, and the Rough Riders have the potential tying run at first base for Caber Rodriguez. Rodriguez one for two with a single and a pop out to third base.
And now you have some speed on the base pass as well. You need that one run right here.
Zavala does have 13 stolen bases on the year. And the first pitch spinner misses beneath the zone. After the walk, the Rough Riders in desperate need of base runners. Rodriguez should be looking for his pitch. Righty set at the belt. He lifts and fires, and a fastball misses downstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Baum working from the first base side of the rubber. His 2-0 offering. Well inside. Ball three. Rough Riders in business with the top of the order looming. Fourth trip through. Baum opened the outing with a strikeout. Then he walked Zavala, now behind 3-0 to the Riders shortstop. And the pitch. Just caught the inner edge at 97. Just barely got it. Caber Rodriguez couldn't believe it. Steps out of the batter's box. Another 3-1 count, and Rodriguez can zone in on his pitch. We've seen him possess some pop. In 12 games in September, he has 4 extra base hits, including 1 home run. 8 total homers on the year. 3-1. Back off the mound, and it kicks off bomb, and Rodriguez goes diving into first base. He's safe. An infield single for Rodriguez. Winkler, the second baseman, had to wait for it to come all the way down, and he fired to first. Rodriguez dirties the uniform. And the Riders have runners at first and second. Watching the replay, the thing just hung up in the air forever after it carried off of the right-hander's foot, and that'll induce a mound visit.
Well, if that doesn't describe Keber Rodriguez, I don't know what does. He's fired up. Just incredible hustle, and sometimes you need the ball to bounce your way, and the Rough Riders certainly got that bounce on a high skyscraping ball. It was like that thing hit a ramp and just went straight up, and you knew with Rodriguez's speed he would have a chance to beat that one out, and he was just able to. And now, even better, you have the top of the order due up now with one out still.
It's been a tough night for Alejandro Osuna, but he can make up for it with one swing in the bat. One of the Riders' best hitters this year. 306 average in his 57 games with Frisco. He does have 9 homers. Was named the Rangers Minor League Player of the Year. A great guy to have up here in this situation. 0-for-3 tonight. Looking for his first hit against the Rockhounds here in this series. But he's boded well against them. First pitch drifts inside and downstairs. Gloved by Susek. Ball and no strikes.
And there's nobody warming up right now in the Midland bullpen. So this is all Tyler Baum.
This is the opportunity for the Rough Riders. Have to take advantage of it. Infield playing the lefty to pull. 1-0 pitch. Drifts outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Some control issues for Tyler Baum. He's walked one. Given up a base hit. And stayed on the infield to Keber Rodriguez. Zavala with good speed at second base. Rodriguez behind him at first with just one out in the frame. Left-handed hitting center fielder Alejandro Osuna ahead. 2 balls and no strikes. And the offering. Just caught the outer edge. Fastball at 98 that time. And Osuna will have the green light. 2-1. It's hit 316 with 3 doubles in 5 games against Midland during the regular season. 2-1 pitch. Well outside, 3-1.
The outfield right now is playing extremely deep for Midland. So what that means is they're willing to give up the tying run on a base hit. They don't want to give up the go-ahead run and a ball in the gap on a 2-run double.
They do have their very good closer in Seth Elledge available out of the bullpen. 3-1 to Osuna. Lifted into right field, playable for Bolte. Zavala not tagging yet. He bluffs the tag now. And there's 2 gone. Fly out to right field off the bat of Alejandro Osuna. And Max Acosta will dig in now, trying to play the hero here in the bottom of the 8th.
You talk about a perfectly located 3-1 pitch, a fastball right in on the hands. He just missed the barrel, getting in and inside of the barrel and causing a weak fly out to right field. A perfectly executed pitch on 3-1.
Yeah, it certainly is. 98 on the inner edge to the lefty. Here's Max Acosta, hitless tonight. He had the lone 2 hits for the Rough Riders in game 1 of the series. First pitch popped up right side. Foul territory. Simpson looking up at it on the warning track, and he's there to make the grab. And the Rough Riders threaten. They get 2 aboard with just 1 out, but nothing due up. They fly out to right and a foul out to first base, and the Riders down in the 8th. No runs on 1 hit, no errors, and 2 stranded. We go to the top of the 9th inning. The Rough Riders trailing 2-1. It's Zach Bigley on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We go to the top of the ninth inning. Riders trailing 2-1. It's lose and go home for the Rough Riders here in Game 2 of the Texas League South Division Series. And hopefully that boon can bring the Rough Riders some luck in the bottom of the ninth inning. Dane Acker on the mound for Frisco. He ends up being the sixth pitcher used by the Rough Riders tonight. Acker, who has filled in the closer's role over the last few weeks. He faces Jack Winkler, Jordan Groshans, and Henry Bolte. 5, 6, and 7 in this order. And the first pitch home to Winkler. Up and in, 1-0. If you're just joining us, the Rough Riders took a 1-0 lead in the fourth on a Cody Freeman solo homer, and then Midland came back in the sixth with back-to-back homers from Susak and Simpson. 1-0 pitch, swinging a foul directly back behind home plate. It's one ball and one strike. That's all the offense today. In the two games these two teams have played, they've combined for 5 runs and 4 of those runs on solo homers. Not a lot of base traffic in the two games. 1-1 pitch. Winkler hits it hard on the ground. Diving stop, Rodriguez to his feet. He got him at first. Oh, what a play! Dazzling defense by the Rough Riders shortstop.
There's your spark right there. Caber Rodriguez, what a play. Full extension, gets to his feet, fires his strike. That's got to fire his teammates up.
A full extension dive. Rodriguez able to vacuum it in and throw him out. So one out here in the top of the ninth inning. It staves off a leadoff base runner. And here's Jordan Groshans in the pitch. Up and in. It's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders being out hit 5-3. In the bottom of the ninth inning, they'll have 3, 4, and 5 due up. 1-0 pitch to Groshans. Popped up on the infield, left side, Rodriguez and Freeman together. It's Rodriguez who calls him off and puts it away. A much easier play this time. Two down for Henry Bolte. It's been a lot of helpless looks for the Rough Riders tonight on offense. And instead of Bolte, it's a pinch hitter. It's Jason Rosario who will bat. Rosario pinch hitting here with 2 outs. They bring the left-handed batter instead of Bolte, who's 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts tonight. Acker facing Rosario. Right-hander against the left-handed batter in the first pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball, 0-1. Rosario 1-for-3 with a strikeout against Acker this season. Acker into his wind. He pitches. Swing and a miss. 0-2. 96. Middle. No balls and 2 strikes. Acker 3 appearances, all starts against Midland this year. A 1.69 ERA. He looks over the top of his glove and the 0-2 offering. Just high. Didn't miss by much on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Acker trying to send us to the bottom of the ninth inning. for the Riders' last ups. Pull side shift on the infield. 1-2 pitch to Rosario. Just up and away. Oh, that didn't miss by much. 2-2.
Yeah, we've seen that one called a couple of times, and Acker didn't get the benefit of the doubt there, right at the top of the strike zone.
Getting squeezed a little bit. Close misses. He'll try it again with the 2-2 pitch here to Rosario. Fouled straight back, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Another fastball, this one towards the bottom of the zone. Riders' backs against the wall here. As Acker takes a deep breath, shoulders up and down. And he whips in the 2-2. Low and outside. Missing with the change. Three balls and two strikes. During the regular season, the Rough Riders had three wins when trailing after the eighth inning. They're looking for their first in the postseason to stay alive in the 2024 season. But Acker trying to send us there to the bottom of the ninth right here with the 3-2 offering on the way. Swing and a miss. He got him. Acker, a 1-2-3. Top of the ninth inning. We go bottom nine. There's no going back. It's do or die. Riders trail 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Seth Elledge comes out of the bullpen for Midland. Bottom of the ninth inning, Riders trailing 2-1. Josh Hatcher, Cody Freeman, Abimelech Ortiz due up.
Rough Riders over the course of the year have been really good in close ball games. Obviously 0-1 in this postseason. Midland just 28-29 and games decided by two or less runs. But obviously a 2-0 win in game one of the series. Seth Elledge trying to close the door.
He picked up the save in game one, going 1-2-3 in the ninth. First pitch to Josh Hatcher. Inside, it's one ball and no strikes. Hatcher facing Elledge for the fourth time this year. He's 0-3 against him. Five appearances for Elledge against the Riders during the regular year. 2.70 ERA, 1-0. There's a fly ball scooped into left field and shallow. Perez coming in. He's under it, and he's there to make the catch. Jason Rosario, by the way, has taken over for Henry Bolte in right field. Here's Cody Freeman. His solo homer in the fourth has been the only offense for the Riders tonight. Trailing 2-1. Bottom of the ninth, then in game two of the Texas League South Division Series. Elledge fires. Outside, 1-0. Elledge's success is somewhat baffling in today's day and age where he doesn't rely on swing and miss very much. in order to get outs, but relies on soft contact. The Dallas, Texas native with the 1-0. Just off the plate away, two balls and no strikes from the 28-year-old. Former major leaguer. Pitched in parts of two seasons with St. Louis in 2020 and 2021. He readies here. And the 2-0 pitch. Freeman bounces it up the middle. Winkler, the second baseman's got it. Throws onto first in time. And the Riders had their backs squeezed against that wall. They're down to their final out in the 2024 season.
Abimelech Ortiz has been the Rough Riders' power source all season long. He leads the team in homers. He's been as hot as could be over the second half of this season. All it takes is one swing of the bat. Rough Riders just need a base runner, though.
18 home runs in the regular season for Ortiz. As you mentioned, Luke, led the Rough Riders. He hit four the last week. The pitch. Outside corner, strike one. It's 0-1 on a pitch that looked off the plate. Elledge ahead. Right-hander stretches. And the offering into Ortiz. Outside, 1-1. One meeting during the regular season between Ortiz and Elledge, and Ortiz doubled against him. Ortiz flied out to left against Elledge in game one. 1-1 offering from the right-hander. Breaking ball dips low and away, and it's two balls and one strike.
Really good tank by Ortiz. I'm sure a guy that possesses that much power is looking for something to drive here with the Rough Riders trailing one with two outs. But don't chase anything.
Down by run, one run here. The 2-1 pitch. Grounded foul down the right side. And the Riders are down to their final strike in 2024. Elledge wants a new baseball. He gets it. Ortiz has struck out twice and walked. Full side shift on the infield, deep in the outfield. To the opposite way. Elledge from the belt. Let's go, the 2-2. There's a fly ball, hit well, down the right field line. Rosario to the wall, out of here! Abimelech Ortiz has done it! The Riders aren't done yet! We're tied in the ninth! Oh, do you believe it? Final strike in the 2024 season, and Abimelech Ortiz says we're not done yet. We are tied in the ninth inning. Oh, baby!
He hammered it 108 off the bat, a moonshot down to the final strike. The season's still alive for Frisco.
Here's Walcott, low and away on the first pitch. 1-0.
Oh, man.
Ortiz demolished it out to right field. The 1-0. Outside, it's two balls and no strikes. Two-two game, bottom of the ninth inning. Juo, outside corner. It's 2-1. Wow. He comes home. Outside corner, called strike two. Two balls and two strikes on Walcott. Elledge looking in. He's got his sign ready. And the 2-2. Outside, three balls and two strikes. Abimelech Ortiz extends the game. Can Walcott keep it going? Elledge ready. The pitch. outside, ball four. Cooper Johnson, due up next.
Zach, that's an 18-year-old top prospect with all the weight on his shoulders. He was just standing on deck, hoping for a shot. The nerves racing through his body to not swing out of his shoes there, take a well-earned walk, and force this to another power hitter for the Rough Riders in Cooper Johnson. That's a big league at-bat from Sebastian Walcott.
So he's now at first. And Paul Abbott emerges from the dugout. Man, another look at Ortiz's swing. You cannot get a bigger swing than that. Riders down to their final strike, and he deposited it into the lazy river. Oh, my goodness. Truly unbelievable. The resiliency of this team. Here's Coop. Walcott at first. Elledge stretches and pitches home. Outside corner, first pitch strike, it's 0-1. Coop didn't like it. 0-3 today, two strikeouts and a ground out. Elledge the 0-1. Walcott runs, pitches low and away, throw down to second, not in time! What a massive steal from Sebastian Walcott. He's in scoring position as the winning run. Great break by the 18-year-old, flying out to second base, a head first dive ahead of the throw of Susak, who leads the Texas League with 35 caught stealings this year. Walcott with good speed at second base. A base hit could win it. 1-1. Just outside, 2-1. Johnson trying to poke something into the outfield. And we'll play tomorrow night. Elledge the 2-1. That's fouled away down the right side.
It's a good approach right there from Johnson. Let that get deep. Try to shoot that the other way. Right on the outer edge to the right-handed hitting catcher. That's the right approach. Coop can somehow smack it out there. The Riders could walk it off.
Two and two, two down. And time call. With two outs, Walcott can be off on the ball in play. Riders trying to send us to tomorrow. Elledge, a belt high set. He whips in the 2-2. Low and outside, three balls and two strikes. Aaron Zavala on deck. Two. A fly ball into left center field. Clark going back. He's under it and he makes the catch. Extra innings. 2-2. Top of the 10th inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up Party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Postseason is where you make your moments. And Abimelech Ortiz just made his. A game-tying home run in the bottom of the ninth inning, and we go into extras. The Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. And Dane Acker back out onto the hill in this top of the 10th inning. Jason Rosario starts at second base. Jeremy Ironman, Junior Perez, and Denzel Clark, the 3-2 up. It's 8-9-1. Tied at two in an incredible ball game. All four runs have been on four solo homers tonight. Jeremy Ironman with the corners creeping in. One for three today. First pitch, he shows bunt. Bunsen in the air. Freeman makes the catch at third. He's got it. One away. Man, that's a huge first out.
It's a really good pitch, too, from Dane Acker. Bottom of the zone. It's always easier as a hitter to come up to it versus come down. You watch that. The bat head drops beneath the handle. That's what causes that pop-up. And Freeman did a nice job snaring it in foul territory.
One down. Junior Perez bats now in the ninth spot. The Rough Riders in the bottom of the 10th will have Cooper Johnson, or at least his spot in the order, start at second base. Acker, first pitch. Swinging a bounding ball down the third baseline. Freeman's got it. Throws onto first. Right on time. And on target. Two away. Rosario down to third. So now the go-ahead run 90 feet away with the top of the order in Denzel Clark. Acker's thrown two pitches. Top of the 10th inning, and Coop will go out and have a chat with Acker, and they'll talk strategy. You always, in this case, have to be aware of the wild pitch. And there may not be a better catcher in the league at blocking than Cooper Johnson. But still, you have to be aware with the runner at third.
Yeah, certainly so. That's a big ground out, obviously, for the Rough Riders. They will trade that runner moving up 90 feet for a big second out, meaning this matchup with Denzel Clark could end the threat here in the top of the 10th. But it's a productive out for Junior Perez, getting the runner over, so that wild pitch or some sort of mistake could score a run.
Here's Denzel Clark, first pitch. Outside with a fastball, 1-0. Acker only has three wild pitches this season. There's no action in the Riders' bullpen, though Emiliano Teodo was throwing momentarily in that bottom of the ninth. Acker's pitch, just high, 2-0. In that 10th inning, bottom half, the Riders will have 8-9-1 due up with Johnson starting at second. Don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, though, here. Acker brings in the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Changeup, middle, but Clark not expecting it on 2-0, and it's now 2-1. Tied at 2, top of the 10th. Acker readies. He brings it in. There's a broken bat floater into shallow center field. It lands for a base hit. Rosario scores. Midland leads.
Yeah, good pitch at the top of the zone from Acker. Just a better piece of hitting by Denzel Clark. That's why he's a top 10 prospect in the Athletics organization. Well-executed pitch. Just a good piece of hitting, and the Riders will have to come up with at least one in the bottom of the 10th.
Here's Brennan Malone. Acker trying to make it so it's just one run. And the pitch is fouled away down the right side. It's 0-1. They've done it before. They'll have to do it again. Come on, come on, come on, come on. No balls in one strike on Malone. Acker comes in. There's a pop-up on the infield. Back behind home. Now Ortiz calls everyone off. He makes the catch. We go to the bottom of the 10th inning. Riders needing a run once again to keep their season alive. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Riders trail by one into the bottom of the 10th inning. Abimelech Ortiz with a game-tying solo homer in the bottom of the ninth. And now it's Aaron Zavala leading things off with Cooper Johnson due to start the game at second, and it will not be Cooper Johnson. It's Daniel Mateo who will pinch run at second base. So some speed. And then if we do go to the 11th, it'll be Tucker Mitchell who will catch. So Mateo is pinch running at second base. And Aaron Zavala starts it. 3-2 Midland. Bottom of the 10th inning, and David Leal is the new pitcher on the mound. The left-hander, Zavala, 0-3 against him this season. He's a soft tosser. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home. Zavala squares. Pitch misses outside. Back pick down to second. Not in time. Close play. One ball and no strikes. Three-two Midland. We'll see if Zavala squares again here. Playing for the tie in this instance. He does. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike. Just pulled it back at the last second. A one ball and one strike. The only Rough Riders hitter who's had more than one hit this season against David Leal is Cody Freeman. Rough Riders have a ways to go to get to him. The 1-1. Outside corner. Called strike two. Zavala did not square that time. Instead, just watched on the outside edge. Mateo at second base with really good speed. He should be able to score on a base hit. Outfield, medium depth. To the opposite way, infield to pull. 1-2. Just outside, barely missing. Two balls, two strikes.
That's a really good take by Zavala, but boy, is it close. It did miss outside, but we've seen that pitch go a couple of different ways tonight from home plate umpire Mickey Smith.
Left on left. And the 2-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, struck him out. Zavala strikes out on a slow breaking ball, one away. Caber Rodriguez, the batter. He has two hits today, though not conventional ones. So Leal dropped down on that slider. Pick up the strikeout. Rodriguez, an infield single to third and an infield single to second. The pitch. Inside corner, called strike. It's 0-1. Riders trailing 3-2, bottom of the 10th inning. backs against the wall once again. Leal stretches. And he offers home. Strike on the upper edge inside corner. It's quickly 0-2. Rodriguez did not agree with the call, though it did clip the top of the zone. Rodriguez has only faced Leal once this year. He's 0-1 against him. He went 0-2 against him last season as well. The left-hander stretches. 0-2 pitch. Outside, missing with the off-speed toss again. One ball and two strikes. Mateo leads from second. And left-hander's 1-2. Popped up. Shallow right field. Rosario coming in. Drifting in under it. He makes the play. No tag. Two outs. And here we are once again. Riders down to their final out in the 2024 season. It's Alejandro Osuna. Down 3-2 with Mateo at second. Osuna was promoted from high A to double A on June 28th. From that moment on, he was one of the best players in the Texas League. A pick back to second, not in time. Mateo's in. From June 28th on, he finished first in the Texas League in both doubles and hits, fourth in batting average, third in OPS. A phenomenal season for the player of the year in the minors. The pitch. Outside corner, pierces it for a strike. It's 0-1. And how fitting that he becomes the final man with an opportunity to extend this Rough Riders season. The Tom Grieve Rangers Minor League Player of the Year in 2024. Leal, the 0-1. A line drive, looped into shallow left field. It drops in, base hit. Mateo getting the wheel around third. No throw! We're tied again! Alejandro Osuna comes through once again with the Riders down to their final out. Osuna ties the game. What a night. And now it's Max Acosta. Acosta is 0-4 tonight. But a chance to extend it. Here's the stretch from Leal in the pitch. Up and outside 1-0. Blown save for David Leal. And Emiliano Teodo is warming in the bullpen if we go to the 11th. Tied at 3. The 1-0. A line drive looped down the right side and foul. It's one ball and one strike, just off the end of the bat. What a ball game. An all-time classic here at Riders Field. Osuna leads from first with good speed. Josh Hatcher on deck if we get that far with two down. Leal readies, the 1-1. Grounded foul down the third baseline. And it's one ball and two strikes. No point in going to the 11th, boys.
Not one bit.
Let's finish it right here and play tomorrow night.
Party and kids strike again.
Yeah, this has been incredible. One ball and two strikes, and Acosta steps out. Calls time. Went 2-for-4 on Tuesday, the only rider with a hit. Leal ahead. And the 1-2. There's a line drive in a right field, right at Rosario. He makes the catch, and we go to the 11th. Tied at 3. We continue on this incredible Thursday night. We'll be back on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
All this one continues to the top of the 11th, tied at 3. And for the play-by-play, here's Luke.
Thank you, Zach. It's Dane Acker back on the hill. He's been excellent to this point. He was one out away from avoiding that run in the 10th inning. Now here in the top of the 11th, he gets the heart of the order. Daniel Susak, Will Simpson, and Jack Winkler, the 3-2 up. These two back-to-back to open the frame are the ones that have done the most damage today. Back-to-back homers in that 6th inning for Susak and Simpson. That made it a 2-1 advantage for the Rockhounds. First time that they'll square off against Dane Acker here tonight. The final two to face Acker. He's made it through 2 innings. It appears Brennan Malone will start at second base. Acker with a glove pinned to his left thigh. Now comes set. First offering to Susak. Popped back out of play. Nothing in one. The Rough Riders here this evening, they have flown by the just smallest of margins. Another thriller here at Riders Field with the season on the line. Nothing in one. The count on the Rockhounds catcher. Acker's 0-1 offering. Fouled back to the screen. Nothing in two.
Once with their final out to go, once with their final strike to go, tying it twice, this has been an incredible night of baseball, an instant classic playoff game.
No doubt about it. We've talked time and time again about how resilient this group is, and they've shown that here tonight. Nothing in two on Daniel Susak. Acker rocks, and the pitch. Driven into right center field, Osuna ranging into the alleyway. Hatcher camped behind it. He makes the grab. Tagging. Goes the runner Malone to third. The throw on line, but not in time. Productive out as Susak does his job. Moves the runner 90 feet away now. That brings up Will Simpson, who has two homers in this series, one in each game. It's been the biggest pain in the side for the Rough Riders. One gone for Acker. Malone standing at third base, and Will Simpson into the box. He's 1-for-4 tonight with a pair of strikeouts. He's also homered. Riders pull the infield in. Acker set at the belt. High leg kick in the offering. Breaking ball, called a strike. Lower third for Acker. You can feel the tension here at Riders Field. Every pitch matters. Acker has his sign, working with Tucker Mitchell in for Cooper Johnson behind the plate. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Just caught a piece of it. Sent it back into Mitchell's mitt. And it's nothing in two. Acker has struck out one. Ahead 0-2. Will Simpson awaits the offering. And the pitch.
Swing and a miss. He got him. Dane Acker with a slider away. His second strikeout in a monstrous second out of the frame.
It's hard to describe how good he has been tonight. Yes, he allowed the unearned run in the 10th inning, but he has been fantastic. And this is what you get when you put a starter in the bullpen. You have a guy who can go three innings and be this good, and that's exactly what he's been tonight.
He's one out away. Here's Jack Winkler, the pitch. Check swing, roller to first base. Ortiz has it. Underhand flip to Acker, and that's the inning. The Rough Riders will have the winning run in scoring position here in the bottom of the 11th. 3-0, Rockhounds, Rough Riders. Game on the line, Rough Riders season on the line when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
To the bottom of the 11th we go. Max Acosta, the runner at second base. The Riders just need a run. Josh Hatcher from the left side. The lefty Leal. Haley squares the bunt and pulls back for ball one. That was the question. Hatcher has not laid down a sacrifice this year. One of the Riders' best hitters. He's 0 for 4 tonight. Trying to get Acosta over to third base. The 1-0 offering. And no bunt shown. It misses upstairs.
Well, the good news is you have speed with Acosta at second. Hatcher 1-for-3 against Leal this season with a single. Even though it's lefty-lefty, you like this matchup.
Left-hander set. He kicks the 2-0. Drifts high and away. Hatcher ahead. 3-0 with Cody Freeman standing on deck.
If I were them, I'd put him on now.
Yeah, no doubt. Set up the double play possibility. You don't want to throw Hatcher something down the middle of the strike zone. 3-0 pitch from Leal. And there it is, middle. Hatcher taking all the way, and it's 3-1. Riders lost game one of this series. Must win tonight to force a game three tomorrow. Leal set at the chest, the 3-1. Taken. Hatcher flipped his bat, and it caught the bottom of the zone. Have to come back and face a 3-2 count. Just clipped the basement of that strike zone. Lefty on lefty. Leal on the hill. Hatcher in the box. Infield playing him to pull. Payoff pitch on the way. Taken outside. And Josh Hatcher works a walk. It's first and second with nobody out.
That was mighty close.
It certainly was. Fantastic eye from a very aggressive hitter in Josh Hatcher. He's told us time and time again, he doesn't go up there looking for the walk. That's a borderline pitch that does show it missed outside. And Josh Hatcher, a tremendous take, and the Riders certainly in business here.
now you have your two guys who homered their last times up to the plate.
Cody Freeman got the scoring started with a solo shot in the bottom of the second. Abimelech Ortiz kept this game alive in the bottom of the ninth. Freeman in from the right side. Runner goes. Acosta got a great jump. The throw to third is not in time. He read him like a book. 27th steal for Max Acosta. His first here in the postseason. What a read he had. And the Riders have the winning run 90 feet away. And now are they going to put Cody Freeman on? It looked like that's what we signaled. Freeman started his way up the first base line, and then we quickly saw it waved off.
It almost looked like Susak or Leal wanted to put him on, and then at the last moment, the manager, Gregorio Petit, came out and said, no, we're not going to do that. Well, some confusion.
The infield in now, Cody Freeman, and the last homestand was the hero in the bottom of the 11th. Behind, nothing in one. Runner's corner. Leal's offering. Wave and a miss. Big swing from Freeman on an elevated pitch. Still nobody out. Max Acosta represents the winning run. Freeman behind, nothing in two. Left-hander deals. Tapper left side, the third baseman Groshans gloves it. On to second for one. Freeman safe at first base. Fielder's choice. Freeman replaces Hatcher at first base, and Acosta stays put at third. Now a double play would force us into the 12th. Here's Abimelech Ortiz. He played hero once already in this one. Down to his final strike, deposited a game-tying home run. And the first pitch, high and tight on Ortiz. Ball and no strikes. Ortiz, 19 home runs this year. Paces the Rough Riders. 18 in the regular season and one here tonight. Acosta over at third. Freeman at first. One gone. Lefty on lefty, the pitch. Just caught the outer third. A called strike, and we're even at a ball and a strike.
This is a really tough at-bat for him. Lefty-lefty. Leal comes from almost behind you as a left-handed batter.
Certainly so. You cannot count Abimelech Ortiz out in any situation. But a tough matchup nonetheless. The 1-1 from Leal. Swing and a miss. Massive rip by Ortiz. One and two.
He's trying to send that onto the Avenue of the Stars and send everybody home.
He certainly can do it. And a two-strike count his last time up. In the home half of the ninth inning, he did just that. Now here in the 11th, locked at three. Riders have him cornered with one gone. Infield still in for the Rockhounds. Not playing for the double play. And the pitch. Tapped in the air. Shallow center field. On comes Clark. Acosta back to tag. He's racing for the plate. The throw is up the line, and the Riders' dream lives on! Abimelech Ortiz walks it off. A sacrifice fly. And we'll see you tomorrow night. They ambush him in shallow right field. It's Abimelech Ortiz's night. Down to his final strike in two attempts tonight. A home run to tie it in the ninth, and a walk-off sacrifice fly.
It's been Abby's month. The reigning Texas League Player of the Week getting it done with a sack fly. And boy, is it nice to have Acosta at third with his incredible speed. Clark has a strong arm, but his throw way off the mark. And in one of the best games you'll ever see, the Riders twice down a run in their final at bat, tying it twice, and they win it in the 11th. Incredible, partner.
Unbelievable stuff. The Riders win it 4-3, the final score. They force a decided game three tomorrow night. We'll recap this one on the other side.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
What more is there to say about that one? Abimelech Ortiz, the hero, twice down to his final strike in the bottom of the ninth. He launched a homer over the Lazy River to tie the game. And the Riders traded blows in the 10th inning. One run apiece for both the Rockhounds and the Rough Riders. They win it. And Abimelech Ortiz, sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 11th. They take game two, 4-3. It's three runs on six hits. No errors and seven left on base for the Midland Rockhounds. For the Frisco Rough Riders, winners in 11 innings. Four runs on five hits, no errors, and four stranded on the base paths. What a night it was. Ups and downs, feeling like this game was over. The season hanging in the balance. And the Rough Riders pulled through. 4-3, the final score. They force a deciding Game 3 tomorrow night. We'll talk about that one here in a moment. When you look at the Rough Riders tonight, it started on the mound. Cole Drake was excellent. Five innings of scoreless two-hit baseball. He issued just one walk and struck out six. He gave the ball over to Brian Magdaleno, who went two outs. He gave up the back-to-back solo homers, but the Riders picked him up. The bullpen following that was as sharp as could be. Jackson Kelly, Josh Spores, the rehabber, and Skylar Hales poured on two and a third base runnerless innings, striking out four. Dane Acker picks up the win. He's the hero here tonight. Dane Acker finishes three innings, giving up just one unearned run on one hit, and he strikes out two. He's tonight's winning pitcher. On the other side, David Leal suffers a tough loss, dropping to 0-1 in this postseason. What a night it was. Obviously, Abimelech Ortiz had the big swings. Led the way with two RBI. Cody Freeman delivered a home run to get things started offensively for the Riders. That was in the fourth inning. They led 1-0 to the top of the sixth when back-to-back solo shots gave Midland the lead. The Rough Riders couldn't score until the bottom of the ninth, down to their final strike. And Abimelech Ortiz went deep to right field, tying the game. And then you saw what happened following that. A run apiece for both the Rockhounds and the Rough Riders in the 10th. In the bottom of the 11th, Abimelech Ortiz walks it off with a sacrifice fly. Max Acosta testing the arm strength of Denzel Clark. The throw was up the line. And he slid into home safely, securing the win and forcing that game three. What a night it was here from Riders Field. The dream lives on for the Frisco Rough Riders. Tomorrow night, 7:05, the first pitch. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Riders postgame show.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Maley with you here on the Riders postgame show. 4-3 the final. Riders win it in the 11th. The Cardiac Kids strike again. Dane Acker picks up the win, 1-0. He was impressive on the hill. Abimelech Ortiz, the hero, saw some fantastic defense from the Rough Riders. 4-3 the final in 11 innings. Again, Acker the win, 1-0 in this postseason. And David Leal suffers the loss, his first decision of this series in his first outing. And the Rough Riders force a winner-take-all with the Texas League Championship Series appearance on the line. 7:05, the first pitch tomorrow. Neither team has named a starter. But if you look at the Rough Riders, they have a lot of different options. Mitch Bratt has not pitched in the series. He's been excellent for the Riders as of late. These are two of the best teams on the hill in the entire league. We've seen exactly why. 2-0, the final score in Game 1. The Rockhounds took it at their house. 4-3 in 11 innings here tonight. And the Rough Riders have forced a decider. Tomorrow, 7:05, the first pitch. And the Rough Riders season lives on. At least one more game here at Riders Field. We hope to catch you out here for that game. Should be a ton of fun. The first two games of this series decided by a total of 3 runs. A 2-run win for the Rockhounds. A 1-run walk-off win tonight for the Rough Riders. 4-3 the final score, and that wraps us up. A beautiful Thursday evening for baseball. We can't thank you enough for spending it with us. We hope to catch you here at Riders Field tomorrow, and if not, here on the Riders Baseball Network. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying we will see you tomorrow night. Rough Riders, Rockhounds, a deciding Game 3, 7:05, the first pitch, pregame coverage here on the Riders Baseball Network beginning at 6:50.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!